The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making it.
Here's a message from the Haters Club, dedicated to the one I love. I've been cursed by your wicked kiss. Once felt, it's forever missed. Forever missed. I'm a member of the Haters Club, and I'm hating every minute of me without you, you without me. Give me some. Give me some of that misery. That misery. I'm a high hater. I run with the best like Darth Vader and the Witch of the West, poisoning apples to make you ill. Like Cruella de Vil, I'll set you up for the kill. It's such a twisted state of bliss, indulging in such hatefulness. I just need a prequel to redeem my evil, 'cause I wasn't always like this, like this. Seeing couples hand in hand makes it hard for me to understand.
As we were leaving the studio, I don't think this is breaking any particular... I'm Ian Lee, you are?
Catherine Boyle.
This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio. Call now. Call now, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. You'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and we'll give you a call straight back. Be nice to her, please. Sometimes we hear about people being a little bit mean. Be nice to her, please, because she does an excellent, excellent job and doesn't get any of the glory or the credit or the huge salaries that Catherine... the huge salary that I earn. So be nice. And you can call in about absolutely anything. But as we've only got one studio here. And James was leaving. James said, I'm sick and tired, let's say, of talking about Harry and Meghan. And it dawned on me. Well, I said to him, you don't have to. We can set the agenda here. We're not like some other radio stations where they're kind of nudged into certain directions if not specifically told what to talk about. We can talk about anything we want. And he said, oh, no, but the listeners want to talk about it. I don't think you do. I mean, I've got some bits. There's another story in the papers I was going to do, and I've got some kind of, you know, thoughts on it. And I genuinely am finding the story... fascinating is too strong a word. I'm finding it interesting, or that interest is wearing off rapidly. My respect and admiration for them is pretty high, but it's wearing off rapidly. James said, I'm sick and tired of talking about Harry and Meghan. I said, you don't have to. He said, well, the listeners want to. I don't think that you do. Do
maybe,
you?
Maybe James's do.
Maybe James's do. Well, here's the thing, right? We're not going to talk about it tonight. This is going to be a free zone. Unless you are so keen, so desperate to put out your irrelevant views on a subject that's not really anything to do with you, if you're so keen to spout out your irrelevant hot air that is about people that you'll never meet, then you can call us and you can talk to us about it. But we ain't going to bring it up. I know I've sort of brought it up by doing this, but the revelation I've got is that we, whoever is sat in this chair I'm in, specifically this chair right here, the I say the main chair simply because it's got faders in front of it. Catherine's chair is equally important, but this is the main one. I got faders and screens. She's got no faders. The only screen she's got is the one she brought in herself.
Yeah.
So this is the main chair. But the person sat in this chair get to decide what direction, to a certain extent, get to decide what direction the show goes in and what we do talk about and what we don't talk about. So the only reason this story about these two individuals is so big is because people like me, people like James, who is I am a big fan of, not in any way knocking James, another bit, because they keep talking about it. If we stopped going on about it, eventually people would forget about it, just like we all forgot, you forgot until I mentioned it just now, coming up, that Prince Andrew's been hanging out with a paedophile. You'd forgotten about that. Obviously a much, much bigger scandal, much, much more dangerous to the royal family, that Prince Andrew hung out with a known paedophile and has been accused of rape, which he denies. But those are the facts, okay? You'd forgotten about that. It wasn't at the forefront of your brain until I just mentioned it. And the same thing would happen with these two individuals. You'd forget. And in about 18 months' time, you go, so did they leave in the end? What did they do in the end, Harry and Meghan? Did they go? Because they were going to go. Did they go or stay? I've not seen them. I guess they've gone. Oh, good luck to them. That's what would happen. But we just keep being told that it's an important story. It ain't important. Who was it? I watched. There's a brilliant clip from Channel 4 News of a very old guy and a significantly younger woman talking about the whole Harry and Meghan thing. So I kind of nicked a line from there, and the guy's going, well, this is the biggest scandal to hit the royal family. It could tear the royal family apart. And she says, she starts laughing and goes, are you joking? The biggest scandal is that Prince Andrew's been accused of rape, which he denies, and was hanging out, one of his best mates was a paedophile. That's a big thing that could have ripped the royal family apart, and they survived that. So two young people going, yeah, we're emigrating. They can survive. So, and I've talked about it for 10 minutes, no more. If you want to, you've got to phone up and tell us, 03444991000. But otherwise, let's have a laugh tonight. Let's have a laugh tonight for crying out loud. Let's go. We'll talk about cyber stalking in a bit as well, and harassment. We'll talk about that in a little bit, because that's fun. Let's go to Ewan. Good evening, Ewan.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath.
Hey, Ewan.
How you doing?
I'm all right. What you got?
I just wanted to talk about Meghan and Harry.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Girl, well played, Ewan. Well played. Here's the problem, Catherine. We've trained our listeners too well. We've trained them too well that they can sneak doozies like that past us and make all of our hearts sink. Well played, Ewan. Thank you. What do you really want to talk about?
Well, I called last week. And I just wanted to...
Ewan!
Yeah. Although I will point out it's E-U-A-N. It's Ewan spelled correctly, not E-W-A-N.
No, hang on a minute. Oh, that went out as a clip and a thing. I would never spell Ewan, E-W-E-N. That's not a name. That's not how you spell it.
That's what I saw online.
Then online is full of scumbags and trolls. Yeah.
Ewan McGregor spells it with a W.
With a W? Mm-hmm.
How
do you spell it?
U.
Hang on.
E-W-A-N.
Say it again?
E-U-A.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a crazy way to spell it.
It doesn't matter.
That's a ridiculous way to spell it. You're showing off now. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm certainly doing a lot better than I was when we last spoke.
You sound a lot better. What's been happening?
Well, I came off it, off the booze over the weekend.
Yeah?
Grim. I'm still really nervous at the moment. Sorry. And I... I thought a lot about what you said, despite the, how grim it all was. But it's a lot less painful and less lonely, thanks to our conversation. So thank you for
good.
And I got myself to a meeting last night and tonight.
Hey, two in a row?
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Well, the sky didn't fall in, so it was good. I'm still not myself. I'm still, like I said, very anxious and all the rest of it. But it feels like after a conversation last week, there's quite a big shift in my thinking, and I'm just genuinely quite hopeful this time around. And I've never really been at all positive coming off booze. It's been a real slog, and it's still difficult. But
hang on a second. What day did you? So you weaned yourself off the booze. What day? And be honest. And I know you will. What day did you have your last drink?
That will have been Friday.
Friday. Okay. Still in your system. It's still in your system. You still got the alcohol is still in your system somewhere. And also, you're probably going to feel physically not great because your body's going, whoa, what's going on here? Whoa, where's the booze? Where's the booze? We're used to booze and there's no booze. So you're day four without booze. Really, really early days. But yeah, I mean, you've got yourself to two meetings, man. That's brilliant. I'm so thrilled, Ewan.
Yeah, well, it feels good. I've got more that I'm going to this week.
Great.
And next week as well, I'm able to get to a regular number of meetings.
Yes, man. I went to a brilliant AA meeting today, and I needed it after being humiliated in Boots. And I went into a meeting, and I was just able to say, "I feel lousy," and it was great. And I'm going to get a commitment there in a couple of weeks. Fingers crossed. I suggest to you, if at any point they say we need someone to make the tea, or so I would, without even thinking, I would thrust your hand in the air and say, "I'll do it."
Yeah, well, something like that. I came to start thinking about that tonight. Actually, just getting more involved, and because they provide tea and everything. And
yeah. A really good idea would be the person who sits behind the person who takes the meeting, right? No one's in charge, we don't have leaders, but the person who takes the meeting, if at some point, either before or after meeting, if you go up to them and say, "Look, I need a reason to come here, are there any commitments going that a newcomer could do?" And that could be like just being a greeter, that could be making the tea. They might even, sometimes they just make one up that gives you a reason. So if you've got a commitment, that means, right, every Thursday I've got to be at this meeting because I've got to bring in a pint of milk. And if I don't bring in the pint of milk, then no one gets their tea. And it just helps, you know, to have a little bit of responsibility. Ewan, I'm so thrilled. I'm not disclosing anything we talked about, but we have been messaging on WhatsApp. Are you okay if I keep sending you little messages and checking in with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to reply. I like your replies, but please don't feel any pressure to reply. That's not what this is about. It's just me letting you know. It's just me kind of patting you on the back ever so slightly and saying you are not alone.
And that's exactly how I took it.
Good.
To be honest, the last couple. So, and that was much appreciated because it was a little bit of positivity.
Good.
Some pretty grim hours. So.
Well, I'll keep sending them through, and if you want to reply, I would love it. If you want to call me, I would love it. But if you don't, I love it. It's all good. I'm so thrilled, Ewan.
Thank you.
Go on.
Oh, sorry. Well, there was one thing I just wanted to get out of the way. There was something, one thing that I regret on the phone call.
Go on.
And it feels like a big deal to me. You asked me why I stopped going to AA, and the answers that I gave weren't really the truth. And it's not because I wanted to be dishonest. It's just the answers that I gave were the answers that I've been used to giving before. And they were answers that other people used to give to me as to why they stopped going. But they weren't really my experience of it. And I just wanted to apologize for that bit of dishonesty. It's really gotten to me, and I just wanted to be honest on that call, but that just kind of came out, and I truly apologize for that.
You have made me very, very emotional, because that is the start of it. That is the start of it working. Oh, I'm tearing up here, Ewan, because I knew you were lying. And you can't bullshit a bullshitter.
No,
but you Oh, God. Right, for anyone who doubts it, you saying that, you being honest just then when you had no reason to, is the start of it working. That's the start of it. Oh, thank you for that, Ewan. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'll speak to you soon, brother.
Okay, yeah, you take care.
Keep coming back.
Thank you. Take care, Pat.
Thank you.
Oh, Ewan.
Oh, that's really hit me. The honesty. That's really hit me. I knew he was lying. Of course he knew he was lying. But that's the start of it. That's the start of it working. That's the start of it working. Oh, that's got me. Let me bring Alistair's here by pure coincidence. Evening, Alistair.
Evening, all.
Do you hear
I'm
that?
So proud of you, and
isn't it? Man. Isn't it? That's the start. That's the start of the magic. He just apologised for lying to me last week.
Yeah,
which he didn't need to do.
That is absolutely brilliant. And also, I could hear that he was better, you know, from here. That yep. he, you know, just you because it. He stopped drinking, yeah. and he'll actually, hopefully, if it continues, he'll get the high. You know, the immediate high once you've done a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And you think, what a wonderful life. And then, obviously, that doesn't stay. But, you know, he will go through that. And then he needs to sort of keep going to keep questioning at the meetings. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great start.
Alistair, let me take a break. I'll come back to you in a second. Is that all right?
Thanks, Ian.
What a start to the show. I'm in tears 15 minutes in. This is Talk Radio.
Set free your mind. Let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
What a start to the show. Me and Kath are in tears. I've just had my biggest payment from Twitch. What a life-affirming start to the show. Ewan, thank you, man. Thank you. Alistair, thank you, man.
No.
Yes.
Thank you, Ian.
No, Alistair, thank you.
All right, then.
Take it. Once again, you've called in exactly the right time. Higher power stuff.
It's just by the higher power, isn't it?
And if anyone doubts the 12 steps, right, what you heard at the end of that call with Ewan, that's the magic, it's magic, actual magic. That last 2 minutes, he didn't need to do that, and he did it, and it was beautiful. That's what it's all about, man, that's it. Mm-hmm. Alistair, what can I do for you tonight?
Okay, right. I've got quite a lot, but obviously there won't be time, because I know you're a busy man.
So I'll go. We've only got 2.5 hours left, so
who's
yeah.
Who's he been talking to? Busy man? What is this?
Busy lion.
Right. You know, I've got a... right. You like horror films, Ian, don't you?
Oh, yes, but I have not seen a decent horror film for about 10 years.
Right, okay. Well, and Catherine?
Yes, partial.
Partial?
Okay. And I don't know whether Babcock... I get some inspiration from this.
Okay.
But
yeah.
There is a film called The Wind.
Oh, mate, come on.
There is.
Come on. Was it about my dad and my cat and my youngest son? No, come on.
Yeah, it's called The Wind.
All right.
But it's actually a quite scary horror film based on kind of is there a ghost or not type of thing. Okay. Ooh. It's set in old Western times. It's about a family.
Yep.
Don't that go out to the prairie to farm a
bit
of land.
Do they get a little house?
Yes. Mm. Oh, have you seen it?
No, I'm talking about Little House on the Prairie you put in.
Oh, that was... Oh, God. Well, I never watched that in full, but yeah.
You never watched it?
I had a doll. I had a Carrie doll.
I used to love Little House on the Prairie. It was like a poor man's Waltons.
Mm.
Come on.
Anyway, so basically,
yes.
The film starts with a kind of a funeral thing, actually, so you can tell where it's going. But I won't say anymore. I don't want to.
Where could I see this movie, Alistair?
Right, it's on Amazon. You can rent. I rented it for $1.99.
All right, I'm going to rent that film this weekend because I've got a great weekend of doing nothing apart from setting up a brand new computer. Right.
But I do need to say something.
Well, no, I need to say something first, young man.
Okay.
Someone should say something quickly.
Someone's going to say something, and it's going to be me.
Okay.
If that film does not provide me with three actual scares, I will be invoicing you. I will be invoicing you for £1.99. All right? Okay. Are you? Now, you've got a chance to back out of this. You can back out of this now. This is your one and only chance. Do you still, knowing the situation, do you still stand by your recommendation of the film The Wind on Amazon?
It made me jump out of my seat.
Three times?
I'm in 10 years.
Okay. Right, fine. We're in. Okay. Well, on Monday, you better call in, Alistair. We'll find out if you owe me money or not. Or if I owe you a thanks. Point number two.
Right, Rocket Man. Now, I know this is beyond the curve, but I sort of didn't want to rent it because I'm not a fan of musicals.
Yes.
But in the end, look, this was on offer as well on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
At $1.99. So I thought, look, I'll watch it.
You should start anyway, a film club called the $1.99 Club.
The $1.99, yes, indeed. And
you only watch films that are $1.99. They can't be more expensive and they can't be cheaper.
No £2.
No £2, no 99p's.
I hope Amazon are listening to
it's
this.
It's actually a great idea for a podcast.
So actually, at the end of the film, I thought, actually, that wasn't bad. Which is good for me. And then I took... It got to the end, and actually, it was just sort of really getting going, and then it ended.
Mm.
And
Catherine,
I know, Catherine, you've read the book.
Catherine has got the DVD, and she's seen the movie, and she's lent the movie to me.
Yeah, and I listened to the audiobook as well. I thought the movie was a little misleading, in that it seemed like he was all sorted by I'm Still Standing, when he clearly isn't in the book and in real life. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It had a funny impact on my daughter, though. She came down halfway through it.
Gay. She came out as a gay man.
No, she had a fit. Do you remember? That's what was happening.
Oh,
She got out of bed at the bit where he was just going into his massive drugs bender.
Yeah.
Which was my nickname at school.
and she had a fit. But I don't think it was in relation to that, although it was a very concerning time
directed
in his life.
Directed by friend of the show, Dexter Fletcher. Of course, Dexter Fletcher.
I enjoyed it, and I wouldn't have thought I would, but I thought it was good. And I have a soft spot for Elton John now that I didn't have before.
Alistair, we're going to go for point number three, and then we're going to say Alvida Zempet.
Okay, well, look, this is... maybe early days, but EastEnders are currently portraying one of the main characters being an alcoholic, right?
Phil Mitchell?
He's over it now, is he?
No, but every now and then he goes back on the juice.
Yeah, I don't know.
And within he has like one drink of vodka and he's like, got a big beard.
Linda the landlady.
Oh, right.
Don't know. I haven't seen it for years.
I just think that, I mean, I know it's kind of maybe realistic, but they're treating her like a criminal. And I'm just wondering if that's a really helpful way of portraying it. Maybe later it will not be like that. But I'm just a bit thinking, well, you know, if I got that treatment, that'd drive me even more into the drink, I'm sure, you know.
Alistair, thank you for that little nod. I will not be watching EastEnders, but I will be watching the other two movies. We'll speak on Monday, and we'll see if you owe me $1.99, or if I owe you a debt of gratitude. 0344 499 1000. We got Emma, then we got Stephen, then we've got Daniel. Gosh, this is going to be some show tonight. This is Talk Radio.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Let's go to Emma.
Hey
Emma.
I'm so nervous. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be nervous. But I'm glad you apologised for it. That's certainly the right thing to do, isn't it, Catherine?
For sure.
Apologise for things over which you have little or no control.
I apologise for everything. I've always been like that. But
apologise for shooting down that blooming plane in Iran, for crying out loud, Emma. We know it was you.
Oh, my God.
That was a terrible accusation to make. I have the evidence to back it up. So don't squirm out of this one. Emma, what can we do for you this evening, please?
Well, my mind's gone blank, actually. This is great. I guess this is going to sound crappy and a bit cheesy, because I think a lot of people say this to you both, but I just wanted to say thank you, because past 2 weeks over Christmas, I've been listening to your podcast relentlessly, and it's really cheered me up and made me laugh so much at points. And I think you guys are brilliant. Like, I love Cass so much. So thank you for just supplying me with hours of entertainment and not making me feel so alone.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, hang on. So, okay, let me just get... Hang on, Catherine, please. No, you're her favourite. So you love... Sorry, Emma, you said you love Kath and you were going to say something else and then you kind of went off in a different tangent. You love Kath and...
I think she's brilliant.
Please be quiet, Catherine. Sorry, Emma, you said you love Kath and...
And the show.
You love Kath and the show, and the third point you're going to make is Ian is...
Oh, sorry, yeah, and you're brilliant.
There we go. Oh, that's better than being loved,
good.
Actually.
You are good.
You are good. Imagine, here's the thing, though, Emma, right? There'll be some on-air couples, I'm not going to name any names, but that would cause problems. Afterwards we'll go, but she said she loved you, why didn't she mention me? What's that all about? Do you find... I'm teasing.
I didn't mean it.
I'm teasing.
No. It's good don't retract my compliment, please.
It's good that Kath gets some love because I think she's absolutely fabulous on the air. She should have her own show. And one day. So do you struggle over Christmas?
Well, not particularly. It was just like this is the first Christmas we spent in our new house and it was just the two of us. So we didn't really want to have the family over. So it was just really chilled, which is what we wanted. And, you know, I actually really enjoyed not having people around or not having to go anywhere. Mm. But we did feel a bit guilty about it because, you know, other family members kind of take a slight on it a little bit. So
did parents or siblings or something go, no, that's fine. No, we just, you know, every year you come over here, but no, that's fine. Was there a bit of that?
There was a bit of that.
Isn't it funny?
Which we didn't expect, actually, and it made us feel a bit bad, but... In the end, we had a great time.
Isn't it funny? I know that there will be a point when my kids say, and you know, I don't see them Christmas Day, but there'll be a point when they're away for Christmas and it'll be really upsetting and it will hurt.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say it to them. I'll wish them the best of luck and say I look forward to seeing them in the new year. But
and secretly hope they have a rubbish time.
Yeah. thank you. Catherine, is there anything you want to say to your number one fan?
Emma, you just made my day. That's all I want to say to you. It's been a little bit tricky over the last few weeks and you've just cheered me right up, so thank you.
No, I just think... you're so smart. Like, when you just slip into another language so easily, I just think that you're so bright and... like eloquent, and as a woman to woman, I just think that's amazing. And I know that's gushy and a bit, you know, cheesy, but I just think you're so bright.
Thank you. That's really appreciated. Yeah.
And I'm so glad you guys are back on the air because I really missed you guys for the next few weeks. And again, I'm just going to keep gushing at you guys. But when I've been listening, I'm a long time listener, first time.
Oh, geez.
Get that bell out!
Should have fled with but I used to listen to you when you're on Absolute and have kind of kept listening. But I just want to, again, thank you for some, like, the most entertaining radio. Like, I remember when it was shortly after I moved into my first flat a few years ago, and I was stripping wallpaper in the bathroom feeling quite lonely, and I listened to your counties show. Do you remember when you did the counties and people called it?
Giving away counties, yes. It got very tense, that show, yes.
But it was brilliant. It was, like, the best. Like, I remember laughing so much, and I thought, this is the best radio I've ever heard. Wow. Those are moments that I'll always remember. So I know that you guys are probably feeling a wee bit, tell me if I'm off track here, but a bit lost at the moment, in terms of what's going to happen next.
Perceptive, yes.
I'm
aware that my tone is being very sarcastic at the moment, but no, genuinely, very perceptive, and I've dropped a couple of bombshells on Catherine earlier on today about where my head's at, so yeah, you're spot on, yeah.
Well, there was a podcast I listened to earlier today that was, I think, just before Christmas, and a chap had phoned in saying that he'd lost his job, and, you know, I had to leave my job a few weeks ago because I was being bullied, and it was awful. I'm still quite angry and upset about it. And you said something to this guy that phoned in saying, why do I keep finding myself back here? And I keep feeling like I've had no stability since I graduated. I've stayed in jobs for maybe 4 years at the most and end up leaving because I'm being bullied or I don't fit in. And I don't understand. Like, I can kind of... maybe I'm not on track with where you are. Maybe I'm interpreting it wrong and trying to put what's happened to me onto you. But it seems similar. And I just... get kind of get what you mean when you say, why am I back here in this place where I'm struggling again and trying to have to figure everything out and start from scratch?
Mm.
Like, I'm fed up of having to do it and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life, if I'm being honest with you.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm rambling because I'm nervous, but...
How old are you? What are you? I'm going to guess 32.
I am.
There we go. Spot on. Thank you very much.
God.
Blows cat's mind every time.
Yeah,
there's 15 years between us, and I'm only 46. I'm practicing. I'm 47 in June, so I'm practicing saying I'm 47 now. I'm practicing
okay.
saying it. But yeah, it does sound like there are some similarities, and I don't know if that clarity ever comes for everybody. I don't know if it does. I think sometimes. I think maybe we're told that. You know, certainly with my parents, that you did a job forever. And, of course, that's different now. But maybe a job is just right for you for 3 or 4 years. And then that pocket comes naturally to an end. And there's another thing that's right for you for 2 years. And then the next thing is right for you for 4 or 5 years. Maybe that's where our heads are supposed to be heading. I don't know, Emma. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know.
No, I think it's a bit of that, because I don't really know what I want to do until I'm doing it. At the time, like, I've never understood people that seem to have a career from high school, and like, I have a lot of friends that are teachers and things like that, and I'm really jealous that they seem to know what they want to do and enjoy it on some level. But the frustrating thing is, like, the job I was in for 4 years, I loved it, but I had to leave because I was couldn't do my job. I couldn't go in every day without being harassed or
that's horrendous. That's horrendous. I'm sorry you had to.
I always think that's the worst, when it's not actually down to you deciding that it's time for you to move on. When it's been made absolutely intolerable and you're forced out, that's awful. And I'm not surprised you're angry about it. I'd be furious too.
It feels like I've kind of, this is going to sound again really cheesy, but I'm kind of grieving for something that I used to have and kind of been taken away from.
Yeah, because it wasn't your decision.
No, it totally wasn't. And now I'm at the stage where I'm at job interviews and they ask why I left a job that seemed so amazing for 4.5 years. I'm like, why did you leave? And I'm not comfortable enough saying I was actually bullied, because I might see that as a red flag or, you know, a bit of a weird thing to bring up. So it feels like a bit of a stigma.
It's not your stigma. It's the bully's stigma, if you see what I mean. It's not your shame to carry around. It's their shame. A potential employer might see it as a red flag,
do you want to work for them?
Or might see it as an exciting act of free thinking and independence, and I can't think of the word I'm trying to think of when you do something on your... Anyway, they might see it as a positive thing.
Yeah, initiative.
Initiative, thank you. That's it. They might see that as a positive character trait.
I just don't know what anyone thinks anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, trying to preempt what anyone's going to think about.
Yeah, and also, you've got to bear in mind that you've been worn down by it. You know, it's exhausting, apart from anything else, dealing with that day in, day out, I would imagine.
Yeah, like I was saying, like, I feel lost, and I don't really know what I'm going to do next, but I'm also terrified of applying for things, because I don't want the same thing to happen as it has done twice before.
Do you meditate, Emma?
No.
Give it a go. No. Give it a go, because I'm meditating. I haven't done it for a couple of days, actually. I'm meditating, and it's just helping me kind of get a few things in order in my head a little bit. Priorities and things like that. And maybe it'll help you. Headspace. I don't use it anymore, but I used to use an app called Headspace, or there are some great guided meditations on YouTube if you can get through them without giggling. I don't know. Mate, it works for me. It's helping me see where I potentially might be in a year's time. Maybe it'll be useful for you, I don't know.
Okay, no, thank you. I'll think about it.
All right. Okay. Hey, Emma, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for saying really nice things about my best friend, because...
I can't remember what I just said. I feel like my heart is in my mouth. And
but I get so many people phoning me up going, oh, Ian, you're great. And my best mate, Catherine, is the best person I've ever heard on the radio, and I think she's fab. So thank you very much for reminding her of that.
Definitely. Yeah, no, she's brilliant. You're both brilliant.
Thank you, Emma. Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. 0344-499-1000. I want to take... I'm really building up towards taking a leap of faith. Are you crying again?
Yeah, I'm a bit,
bit
ropey at the moment.
We're both a bit weepy tonight. We're tired. And I had this really horrible... I'll tell you about the experience in Boots later on. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see me banging on about it. I allowed myself to be humiliated in Boots. But they're investigating it. But I'll tell you about that later on. But I'm kind of getting closer and closer to taking a leap of faith. And two things this week. That email I just got from this online streaming company.
Yeah.
And I've got sponsorship for the online streaming that I do. And I'll talk about that on the online streaming and on Twitter. It's not really appropriate here. But it's two big things in the space of 2 days that's making me think, someone's pointing me in the direction of something on my... Anyway. Daniel, you're going to be next, then we'll have Katie. 0344 499 1000. It's a bit esoteric tonight. I'm enjoying this. This is Talk Radio.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record of
the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Good evening, Daniel.
Good evening. I love to hear Catherine speaking in French.
Oh, away you go, Catherine. You've got a request
from a pervert. Je peux parler le français avec toi aussi.
Merci, mais je ne suis pas une singe dansante.
oui, toujours la lumière de la lune est très jolie. Et je regrette que ne peux pas écrire avec toi pour tout le monde. J'aime la France.
Yeah, I do as well.
And you used to work for BBC Radio 4, wasn't it?
No, I didn't work for Radio 4.
But it was BBC, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a BBC, kind of.
Okay. There's one thing I don't understand is when you go to the BBC 4 online, to the TV channel, the BBC 4.
BBC 4 is different from BBC Radio 4, yeah, and not, different not the from the place one, where Catherine works. But yeah.
On the iPlayer, when you go to the TV, BBC, BBC.
BBC. Yeah.
BBC 4. Yes. Is always offline. I never understand why they don't.
I pulled the plug out before I left. That's why.
Say again.
En français.
J'ai débranché le. Oh, I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I broke it. Daniel, what have you rung us for?
Well, hang on a minute, because Daniel, you talked to us about your 1 meter cube. Postcode system.
Yes, you said was a square meter.
Yeah, but someone's already done it.
It's a cubic meter, not a square meter.
Whatever. Someone's already...
What he's talking about? Oh.
Yeah, someone's already done it.
Yeah, no, but that's a proprietary database. They don't make the database public.
Right now. No, the database is public.
But you need to fetch it individually. Like, you cannot get all the data.
Right now, I am in drive return lunch.
You are going to have lunch?
No. Right now, according to the app What Three Words that we talked about yesterday, I am in drive return lunch.
Yeah, but not everyone speaks English.
No, you can have it in different... All right, hang on a minute. Let me go to the settings. Okay. Let's go to... You'll enjoy this. Okay. Oh, you've got to download it. You can have all of the languages in the world. They've got French here or French Canadian.
Have they got Portuguese?
Yes.
Daniel's a Portuguese speaker.
Doesn't include altitude. It's just...
You don't need altitude.
Unless you're floating.
You need, because if you are in a building, you may... And if your flat is higher than the other flats, you can list all the cubes that are inside your flat and say, I have more cubes in my...
I'm in Châtel Vivante Fluide.
Yes, but the other thing is, you know, there's a drug.
What?
That is used for diabetes, type 2.
Yeah.
Diabetes type 2. And now the researchers...
Portugal or Brazilian Portuguese?
Brazilian.
Just a second. I'm very much into life extension, and the scientists found out that this...
You've got to get permission from the council before you have an extension.
On your life, yeah.
Extends the life of a human being in 2 years.
I don't know whether we all should have life extensions. I think we're outliving our usefulness.
Right now, I am in Rubis Pregas Lide.
No, I think my protocol is like a language and it is much more elegant.
Not everyone speaks in numbers.
No, because it's like a telephone number.
Not everyone understands numbers. Some tribes don't have numbers. What are you going to do with those losers?
Simple, compact universe. It's like telling a telephone number, and you say, this is my cube. It's where I received the letters.
So hang on a minute. The numbers would... So how high does it go?
So it encompasses the whole planet, including the interior of the Earth, and also the...
The interior and the exterior? And going up, what, like a mile?
Yeah, it includes the satellites, like...
Satellites?
Yeah.
Space?
Yeah, well...
Flipping it, man.
It's a good size to encompass...
You're crazier than I thought.
Because, you know, the diameter of the Earth is like 12,000 kilometers, but the atmosphere is just like 10, 20 kilometers, so it's not that much, the satellites, they're not that high. But this is very elegant, and you could be seeing the cubes on the street. You say, oh, this is the cube where I receive my letters. In front of my house, I have a cubic meter, and this is where I receive my letters. So you could say, this is my cube, okay? But there's a grid of cubes. You can put the glasses, and you see the cubes everywhere.
Yep. So there's actual physical cubes?
You can see them with special glasses.
Well, you can have monuments of specific cubes. You can make a monument of a specific cube, but if, when you put...
Why would you want to? Just in case you're having a heart attack on the 15th floor of a block of flats?
I have a blog where I...
What if you give the wrong cube, right, and they rush to the bathroom, but you're in the bedroom? You're dead. Dead.
Uh-oh.
You just killed someone, Daniel. Probably not the first person.
1 million is not 1 billion, is not 1 trillion, is not quadrillion, is not quintillion. It's 9 6-billion cubes.
Okay.
So it's
holy jackamole.
By 21 zeros.
I think...
Because the edge of the grid is 21 million meters, like with Bitcoin is 21 million cubed.
Like a brilliant idea, totally legit. Thanks for that, Daniel.
Yeah. Katie?
Hello.
What do you think about Daniel's... Now, you're a very intelligent young woman. Your head is screwed on, right? What do you think about Daniel's plan to have something like 10 trillion cubes all around the Earth that we'd use instead of postcodes?
I feel like it's a bit confusing. No offence, Daniel. Sorry.
It's confusing, Daniel.
Oh, he'll explain it.
No, he won't. Trust me. It's confusing, Daniel.
No, so you have a virtual imaginary grid of cubes.
Here we go.
And all cubes are numbered.
We know the premise. We've heard it, but Katie is just your general woman. Clapham Common Omnibus woman.
Yeah. The thing is, you don't need to explain it. When you put the virtual reality glasses, the augmented reality, you see the edges of the cubes. You see them virtually, like you can see all of them are 1 meter.
You need to put the AR VR glasses on, Katie, and then you'll see the edges of the cubes.
Yeah, you see them all.
You see them. You see the cubes, Katie. You idiot.
Because they are all aligned with the Greenwich.
Hang on, Daniel.
Yeah.
I know where he's coming from. I'm imagining, like, you remember, like, that episode of The Simpsons where he went into that different reality and it was all like a grid?
Yeah, like Tron.
Like that.
Is it like Tron, Daniel, or is it more like The Simpsons? Tron or The Simpsons?
It's like Minecraft, actually.
Minecraft!
Oh, come on. Minecraft is crap graphics.
Yeah.
Daniel, hang on 1 second before I cut you off, and I will very soon. Did you steal this idea from Minecraft?
Maybe.
Thank you very much for your call. There we go.
How many days have we lost on this?
There we go. He's just describing Minecraft. Of course he is. Katie!
Hi.
Hiya! What you got for us, Katie?
I actually rang up, I can't remember what her name was, but the day before talking about...
Emma.
Emma, yeah. I rang up to... Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
What? Say that again. It's not a great line. What are you saying?
Said I rang up to say that I lost too.
Oh, I can't hear what you're saying. You keep cutting out.
Shut up.
No, sorry, what?
That came out loud.
I heard that. Catherine, you tried to... We've got four women lined up to talk to. This is great.
Surely some mistake.
Let's just hope they're not all as gobby as Katie.
I hope they
Catherine,
are.
Catherine, would you like to speak to her? Because she thinks I'm doing a thing.
We're not doing a thing. You were going...
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were doing a joke, because I was saying that I rang up to say that I love Catherine too.
Yes, mate!
Good, take it.
I can't hear you.
You talk to her, Catherine, because first of all...
Don't get surly
no,
about
I'm
it.
No, I'm not getting surly.
It's all right when it's the Ian Lee fan club, but
no,
I get two people saying nice things about me and you start...
I want them to, but she thinks I'm doing a thing. I can't hear her.
Inquire, find out why she likes
I'm
me
not
so
interested.
Much. It's embarrassing for me, you do it.
Why do you like her so much, Katie?
I've listened to every single podcast that you put out, yeah, because I used to be a cleaner and I used to just put it on and listen to it every single day.
A cleaner?
Okay.
Yeah, ew. And I just think it's obviously I love you, but it's not the same when Catherine's not there.
Well, you're going to hate Thursday's show.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Oh, heavy time.
What are you going to do on Thursday, Katie?
Probably just won't listen.
I'll give you that. I love it. We're falling into the old pantomime. Oh, she's going. I love it. She's my best mate, and she's my favourite person to listen to on the radio when I'm away. I've never been able to listen to people covering my slot before. But when Catherine's away, it's a joy. Because when Catherine's on air filling in for me, it's a joy because I've got a great radio show to listen to.
Yeah, I was reading as well to say because there was that, and then also what Emma was saying about the job. I've still not even heard off my job yet.
I can't believe that.
The other day, I know. I'm thinking I'm just going to sack it off.
Here's my decision. Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Get drunk, go down there at 10 o'clock in the morning and demand to be seen. But you've got to be absolutely steaming and demand to be seen.
Imagine,
wouldn't it, eh?
I'll do that tomorrow, actually.
Wicked. Well, if you get arrested, nothing to do with us. You made your own decision to do that. But if it works, who knows?
Of course, yeah, if it works.
Katie, I'm going to let you go because the line isn't great. But thank you. Let's go to Mary. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, both. It's wonderful to hear you both laughing so much. I just wanted to say... I have a cousin that says she can't get hold of talk radio. Is it because I'm listening to you on a DAB radio?
You have to listen. There are three ways to listen. One is on a DAB radio. And mm-hmm. some of those... We're not available all across the country on DAB, unfortunately, but there are pockets.
She's Wales.
I think we're in parts of Wales and we're in parts of England. She might have to do a deep... retune on her DAB. She can also download the Talk Radio or any other radio app, or she can listen to us online at talkradio.co.uk.
Okay, could you repeat that? Talkradio.co.
Dot.
Yeah.
UK.
Okay, that's brilliant.
No, it's UK.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to just talk radio at...
No.
Sorry, start again.
Okay, so
Believe it or not, I haven't been drinking. I'm as sober as a judge.
Okie dokie. It is...
Slowly,
catchy monkey. It is. Yes. Have you got pen and paper?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Oh.
H for Harry.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
T for Tony.
Yep.
T for Tony.
Yeah.
P for Peter.
Yeah.
S for Shizer.
Yeah.
Colon.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yes.
W.
Four.
Yeah.
W.
Four.
Yeah.
What?
W for what?
No, don't. Just no. You're confusing things. Let me start again. Ignore Catherine. She's confusing things.
Okay.
H.
H for Harry.
Yeah.
T for Tommy.
Yep.
P for Tommy. P for Polly.
No, I think it was P for Peter, wasn't it? S for Shizer.
Yeah.
Colon.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Oh, two forward slashes.
Ah, yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, that's... Yes.
Forward slash twice.
Yes.
Times two, yeah.
Yeah, well, no, not times two, it's forward slash, forward slash.
Forward slash, forward... Are you taking the mickey out?
No, I'm telling you how to find us online.
It's very precise.
Forward slash,
read what
forward
you've, read
slash.
What you've got so far.
HTTPS.
F or S?
S for sugar.
Thank you.
Colon.
Yep.
/.
Yep.
/.
Yes. W for window.
Yeah.
W for that. W for window.
Yeah.
W for window.
Is that four W?
No.
We.
No.
Just it's, we.
Let's start again. H.
Oh God, this is going to bore your customers.
We ain't got
clients,
many.
Your clients. Your radio customers.
Read what you've got so far.
https://.
Are you saying S or F?
/. S for sugar. You are taking the Mickey.
Start again.
WW.
Okay, so I'm going to start the W's again. So you got no W's so far.
I got two W's.
No, get rid of them.
Stop
get rid of them.
Teasing me.
Get rid of the W's. We're doing the W's again.
No. I want to speak to Cash.
So W for window.
Yeah.
W for wolf.
W for window.
W for wolf.
Right.
And W for winter.
That's three W's.
Yep. Then there's a full stop.
I'm getting better, huh? W, W, yeah.
Then there's a full stop.
Yes.
T for tomato.
Mm-hmm.
A for apple.
For apple.
Yep. L for lick.
Yep.
K for night.
Yep.
R for radical.
Is this all lowercase?
Thank you.
All lowercase.
Thank you.
I've forgotten where I am now. Read me what you've got.
Don't do this.
No,
to
you
me.
Do it. Do it.
I feel like a schoolgirl. https.
F or S?
Colon. S for sugar colon.
Yep.
/.
Mm-hmm.
www. Dot.
Full stop. Yep. But dot. Yep. I suppose it is a dot.
Talk. K rabbit hole.
Don't what? Go down a K hole. No.
K rabbit hole?
No. So we've got talk. Jeez. We're finishing one.
Talk.
And then it's R for rancid.
Yeah.
A for adult.
Yes.
D for diode.
It's not. It's B-B-I-T.
Sorry?
Rabbit. I'm a rabbit. And then it's hole.
This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
No, man, £50,000 a bong, man. It's too much, man. My bong called was £25 from Kensington Market.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road is where I'll always be. Every stop I make a new friend. Can't stay for long, just turn around and I'm gone again. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Down this road that never seems to end. When new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel light, that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow the whole world is my home. So if you wanna join me for a while, just grab your hat, come travel light, that's old style. Tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. Maybe tomorrow I'll wanna settle down. Until tomorrow I'll just keep moving on. There's a world that's waiting to unfold. A brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know. just grab your hat, come travel light, that's old style. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow,
here we
know
go.
I'm free to roll.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. 0344-499-1000. Sharon, you will be next, but Nicola was first. Good evening, Nicola.
Good evening to Ian. I was listening last night to my friend's call to. She rang you about 1 o'clock and she had difficulty getting her phone off speaker and you were laughing at her. So I was listening to that this morning and chuckling away.
There you go, beautiful. Oh, that was Tina just before the end of the show.
That's it, yes, she's my friend. And
what's a pudding?
She rang me up and said I'll be on talk radio in a minute, so I woke up and listened to her. So,
well,
but she was good. But I was going to talk to you about the bongs and the... to celebrate coming out of Brexit.
So Boris Johnson is giving everyone a bong to celebrate Brexit, and we're all going to get mashed up. I'm up for that. Yeah. I mean, I can't because I'm a recovering drug addict, but if free... Bongs are not cheap. They are not cheap.
Well, I don't want a bong. He can keep... He can
well, you
keep
just prefer a normal spliff.
Yeah, I don't want a bong. I actually recorded the last regular bongs.
Why?
Before they dismantled it.
Why would you do that?
A friend of mine said, let's go there and record the last bong. So we were stood there with a few other people recording the last
flipping
bong.
It. It's just a clock and a bell.
I know. Quite a lot of us were there doing it.
Can we hear the bootleg recording of Big Ben's final bongs?
I put it somewhere, and someone's taking a picture of me recording the last bong.
Gosh, if only there was someone who'd filmed the person who was taking a picture of you recording the bongs.
I think somebody did.
Oh, we're caught in an infinite loop.
We are, yes, indeed, yes.
Yes, yes, I do feel better. Yes, I do. I feel all right. I feel well enough to keep myself from holding on tonight. You're putting that face, Catherine, as though I'm getting the words wrong, and I know I'm not. I know I'm not. I know McCormont, and I know Butler.
Yes. I was listening to that guy who was on earlier on about these cubes and trying to measure where everybody was in blocks of flats and satellites and everything.
Daniel's
like that.
Cubes.
And I'm thinking, why? You know, why was he doing that?
Why, oh, why, oh, why? Well, because he's bonkers. We're all a little bit bonkers, though, aren't we, Nicola? We all need... We need the bonkers people in the world.
Yeah, well, as I say, I do local radio. I'm not as good as you with national radio, but I do local radio. But I enjoy it.
That's what it's all about. Didn't ask, but that's what it's all about. You enjoy it. If you're getting pleasure and if you're bringing pleasure to...
Well, that's the most important thing, actually, in radio, isn't it?
What?
Someone's listening.
It is, yeah. No. I enjoy it. I really do enjoy it, so...
As long as you enjoy it, that's great.
Yeah, that's it.
Nicola, thank you very much indeed. Let's go... I didn't ask. Let's go to Sharon.
Hiya.
Hello, Sharon.
Sharon.
Hi. Your last speaker you had of working with...
It's very, very muffled, Sharon. Very rarely do I say this, but could you move your mouth a little bit further away from the phone, please?
Is that better?
There we go.
Strangely,
yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Your last person you had of the job they really enjoyed doing.
Yes.
I worked somewhere I really loved. We got a new manager. Then life hell. Mm-hmm. I left. Went to a place, zero contract, and for the last 3 weeks I've had, in total, I'd say 17 hours pay.
Sweet. So you've had the easy life. Have I understood that correctly?
No.
Oh, what?
So you've hardly got any work.
Oh, you've not had, I see, you're bemoaning the fact that you haven't got any work. Oh, blimey. So how are you coping?
I want to work. There's no work. It's agency. Zero contract.
Kath, give her a job.
I can't give you a job.
Yes, you can.
I'm barely giving myself a job at the moment.
What do you do, Sharon?
I'm a support worker.
Well, there you go. I mean, I was talking to a really lovely lady today, Sharon, in boots. Not the pharmacist, I'll tell you later. I was in a queue and I turned around and the woman said, oh my God, she started laughing. She said, oh my God, you're the strawberry thief guy. And I went, yeah, she was a really nice lady, 75, and she works...
Did she tell you how old she was?
Yeah.
75.
She...
Why do people do that?
I told her how old I was. 47, I'm practising. And she works with dementia and Alzheimer's, and she works for an organisation that provides... Two days a week.
Yeah.
No, it's not respite. It's like a day centre
kind
of vibe. And she was saying that they've had their funding cut in half. You know, so all of these places that help people that we need, there's no work. There's no money.
No, but it's like me. I have full rent to pay, council tax, and I've got no wages. With zero contract, it needs abolishing.
Are you looking for a job elsewhere?
I have applied. I've got an interview on the 21st of January for a full-time position with guaranteed hours. But this zero contract needs abolishing.
Mm.
Yeah, it ain't good. It works for some people. It does work for some people. I would suggest that perhaps they're in the minority, but yeah.
Tell you when it worked for me, when I had a job at Topshop on the weekends and I was 17, but then I had all my bills covered and everything, so I was living with my parents. But it's no good for a grown-up, is it?
No, not when you're living by yourself in a flat.
Exactly.
Full rent pay, council tax, your car insurance, gas, electric, water, TV, you know.
No, you need to be able to plan your life.
No. Last week, my wages were £47.
Oh,
this week, it's going to be £62.
Aye, aye, aye. Sharon, listen, I wish you the very best of luck, and thank you for sharing that with us. Let's go to Tim. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Ian.
Hey,
good
Tim, how you doing, man?
Tim.
I'm well now. I was feeling grotty, and I thought...
Where are you?
Possibly. I'm on the way back. Am I very muffled?
It's just
you're a bit crunchy.
Crunchy. You're crunchy.
I am crunchy.
Yeah.
Is that better?
So we can hear it. I'm guessing you're on a train.
No, I'm in a car.
Oh, jeez.
On a hands-free.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This guy's living the dream. This guy's got money to burn.
Oh, I have.
It's the Knight Rider.
And I thought on the way back, what can I do to cheer myself up? I know, Ian and Catherine.
There we go.
And I tuned it not only for the comic genius of you two, but I happened to tune in at the moment that you were trying to describe the website at which she could listen to your show.
Yes. Yep. We never finished
amazing.
It. We never finished it.
God knows what she's going to be listening to.
I've got exactly.
I love the fact that she was writing out in full hand /forward/.
I think she was writing that down.
Yes, she was.
I think she was writing that down.
It really cheered me up.
Look out for the video tomorrow,
thank
guys.
You. How are you two?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I've got a sponsor. And
yeah.
I've got a sponsor. I asked someone to be my sponsor today. They said yes.
We're rocking
and a rolling. I'm considering taking a leap of faith. I'm on top of the world, Tim. Catherine?
Tell me about the leap of faith. Or are you not allowed to?
Not allowed to. I'll tell you privately.
Okay. I've got one more request.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I could chat all night, but I'm guessing you've got other people queuing up.
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands of them. It's my birthday today, and I want both of you to sing happy birthday.
Not a chance in hell. Not a chance.
Oh,
singing happy birthday? Are you insane?
I tell you what, I have heard you sing.
Got a great voice. Twitch sings.
Yeah, you have.
Got a great voice.
And I feel really, you know, I've had a bad day. It's been very low, and I think you could cheer it up with a one.
Breaking up, Tim. We're losing the signal a bit, Tim. Tim, we're losing. Tim.
Oh, we've lost him.
Tim. He's gone. Aren't some people dickheads?
Which in particular?
I had trouble in boots earlier on today. I might tell you about that later on. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll have seen it. So one of the tweets was, I'm in boots and being accused of bringing in a photocopy prescription for my antidepressants. Feel sick and close to tears. Breathe in it, breathe. Someone who doesn't follow me, Leah, Isabella 6. Forget the antidepressants.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Go and get yourself some cannabis. Prob's about the same price now. Those toxic chems do you no good at all. Zoe, who does follow me, said, yes, treat a chemical imbalance in the brain with a plant that has very little known about it but can be known to cause psychosis and paranoia. Great advice. Leah then replies, spoken like a true sheep. Do some research, then we'll talk.
Yeah, look on YouTube. Well,
so then I replied, I suggest you do a little research. I'm a recovering drug addict, so cannabis is not an option for me. Leah replied, So what the doctors prescribe isn't drugs?
Oh, my God.
Cannabis is a plant, not a drug. I replied, thank you for your dangerous input and closed mind. Goodbye. I mean... it's one of those people, if you go and do a little bit of research, I think you'll find that cannabis can help. Well, if you do a little research, you'll find I can't take cannabis. If you do a little research, cannabis isn't... All right,
it's
well, in that
plant.
Case...
It's a plant. So it's a case, poppy, and that's where you get...
In that case, heroin isn't a drug. Cocaine isn't a drug. Do you know what I'm saying? Mescaline isn't a drug. Are you nuts? Listen, cannabis can be great, right? Cannabis can be absolutely great for so many things. Of course they should legalise it. Of course they should use it for medicine, of course. But to be such a cannabis advocate, and then when a drug addict says, I can't do that, I can't smoke a joint, and then go,
Really?
It's not a drug, it's a plant. It just shows you're an idiot. Just shows you're an absolute muppet. But thank you for your input, person who doesn't follow me and whose input was not requested. 03444991000. The Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath, only on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee. There's no strangers here, just friends you haven't stalked on Facebook yet.
Have never sent my picture to anyone who didn't request it.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes.
03444991000. One of the things I think I'm thinking of doing online, as part of my online channel that I'm building, is watching, along with the viewers, every single episode of the 11 o'clock show.
Okay.
And doing a commentary on it. That'd be quite good, wouldn't it?
It would be good.
That'd be quite good, because some of it I'm really proud of, and some of it is horrendous, you know, is wrong. And a lot of it I've forgotten. I'm tempted to watch every single episode. I've got most of them online. And have me in a little corner, like director's commentary,
yeah,
and then pausing it. And I think I'm going to do that.
Do it.
I think that'd be quite good.
I notice when people are trying to be nice to you, sometimes they'll say, I loved the 11 o'clock show.
And they Lee and Herring.
Oh, Lee and Herring, yeah. That was yesterday, wasn't it? And you kind of accept it, but with the caveat of, yeah, some of it doesn't really stand up.
Rose-tinted glasses. A lot of it wasn't funny. There were some great bits on it.
But that time, though, in comedy, it was peak meanness.
Yeah.
And people were just pushing. It was like the era of the gross out, like American Pie, all that stuff, going as far as you could and then further.
Yeah.
And the same was going on in comedy. And, yeah, some of that stuff on there, you're not massively comfortable with it.
So, no, not at all. Even at the time, there were a couple of bits. I remember one bit about Harold Shipman, two bits about Harold Shipman. That I won't go into here. Two really horrible bits about Harold Shipman we did. I remember thinking, oof. But yeah, so that's something I'm going to do. Is I'm going to watch. There's about 100 episodes, about 90. Going to watch all of them with me in the corner doing a commentary, stopping it every now and then and explaining why maybe that, explaining the stories behind stuff and all of that. So that's. It's a great idea, isn't it, CJ? It's a great idea. Very excited about, you know. Catherine, what have you brought to this little soiree?
Well, we've been talking a bit about workplaces. Don Bryden is a managing director of a logistics firm called...
What's his name?
Don Bryden.
That sounds like... Is that like Rob Bryden?
Yeah, but Don...
For years, I thought Rob Bryden's name was Rob Ryden.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Rob Ryden. Yeah. And for years, I thought, for a while, I thought it was Nicholas Ammon. Nicholas Ammon.
Ammon?
Yeah, Nicholas Ammon.
Who's Nicholas Ammon?
Hang on, Nicholas Sturgeon. Alex Ammond.
Alex Ammon.
Alex Ammond. His right. Name's Ammond.
Salmond.
No, I thought it was Nicholas Turgeon. That was it. I knew it was something. I thought, for a long time... It was Nicholas Turgeon. That's the patriarchy.
Yeah.
Not the pescatarchy. Catherine, please, get me out of this hole. You could have got me out of the hole at any moment.
I was waiting to see how deep the hole was going to be.
And that's, guys, that's true friendship. not offering a hand as you slip, but seeing how far down you go before...
Just wanted to get the shape of the hole before I got in there.
What?
So to speak.
You've been watching too many naked attractions.
Oh, God. Do you know what? I am tired of genitalia.
I came in tonight. We hadn't finished watching yesterday's Naked Attraction. All day I've been looking forward to watching it. And I said, oh, when we get in, let's put Naked Attraction on. For a while, I thought it was Naked Detraction. you went, oh, do we have to? I really don't fancy it. I said, well, let's finish the end of one and then let's watch a whole new episode.
Yeah.
And then we won't watch it for a week.
Let's watch the end of one and a whole other one.
Yes, yes.
That's an hour and a half.
Yes. And but here's what you don't know. I'm not watching it Thursday, actually, because you're not in Thursday.
No.
So I'm doing the show Acapulco.
Yeah.
But I'm going to a screening of the, and I know it's not supposed to be great, Mr. Rogers movie starring Thomas Hanks. A big fan of the documentary.
I thought his name was Toe Manx.
No, it would be Tom. Manx.
I used to think handbag was handbag.
Handbag, as in...
Made of ham. And my mum had a chest of drawers. And well, I thought, like, as in Chester Zoo.
I had to... My youngest had some homework and I helped him out. He had to identify different things in a room, what they were made of and why they were made of that thing.
Right.
Right. And so he chose my bedroom. And... We then got talking life's great mystery. The chest of drawers.
Yes.
The chest of drawers. Now, I know because you drawer them out.
Oh.
I'm guessing, isn't it? You drawer them out.
Drawer.
Well, the drawer is just too hot. That's supposed to be like a southern accent.
Okay.
Do it,
like
you say
a southern
that?
Drawl, like that.
This drawl is just too hard for my booty.
What?
Is it you drawer? Well, hang on a minute. I'm saying drawer and making a pulling motion as though drawer means pulling, does it?
To draw? To draw.
To drawer.
Drawer. Drawers.
Anyway. So
are they called drawers because you draw them on? Like draw them, pull?
To draw means
to pull, yeah.
Okay, so that's drawers, yeah. As in the chest of, and that's drawers, as in winter drawers on.
Yes.
Okay, anyway, I don't remember. My son had to spell drawers, and I spelt it like that, and it blew his mind.
And what did he think about
You're falling down a hole again, please! Offer
this
me
show
the
is
hand
one big
friendship.
Hole. What are you talking about? Why are we discriminating all of a sudden? Okay. Don Bryden is the managing director of logistics firm KCJ Training and Employment Solutions near Swindon.
Harrison's mum used to think Dave Lee Travis was a feature... called The Daily Travis.
Oh.
And Kirsty used to think 7-Up was called Zup.
Oh, I used to think W.H. Smith was Whismiths.
Whismiths. You know who started up W.H. Smith's?
Yeah, I do know
Go
this.
Go on. This is great. This is great.
Wasn't it W.H. Smith's dad?
Whose name was?
Chris.
H.W. Smiths. I'm sure I've got this right. H.W. Smiths started W.H. Smiths and then his son, W.H. Smiths, took over.
Yeah, and changed it.
I don't know if the change happened or not. I don't quite know. But anyway.
Isn't that lovely, though?
Isn't it beautiful? One day my son will own this radio show. Sorry, son.
Oh, God, which one?
Sorry, son. Probably the farty one.
A boss has been praised for giving his non-smoking employees an extra 4 days of annual leave. Don Bryden's move has even led to smokers at KCJ Training and Employment Solutions vow to quit smoking. The managing director claims staff members who smoke spend up to an hour and a day each day taking cigarette breaks. They have 4, 5, or even 10 cigarettes a day and take around 10 minutes outside each time, says Don, who manages the logistic firm in Swindon. I looked at the other guys during these breaks and they're always on the phones, typing away and trying to do their work, so I thought they should be compensated. Last year, I saw something on social media suggesting that workers who don't smoke should have an extra 4 days off. And the Sun says his employees have welcomed the move. Of course they have. Christoph Krawiecka, who doesn't smoke and has worked in the business for 6 months, said, Don mentioned it a few weeks ago and I thought he was just suggesting it and nothing would happen. It's amazing. I think it's a great idea. Don stressed only employees who don't smoke will benefit from the perk. However,
say that again, because I've not listened to any of that. I was just doing a very witty reply to this woman, Leah, who's called... Can I just say, she's replied, it was cocaine you were addicted to, wasn't it? Clearly your self-esteem is the issue. Maybe try dealing with that fella.
Gosh, she's an expert.
Buying good health to you. And I've replied, no, it was all mood-altering substances. My self-esteem is lower than I'd like, but it is improving thanks to abstinence and the 12 steps. Put the passive aggression down and keep your nose out of where it's not wanted, you conspiracy theory nut. So could you start this story again?
Come on.
I was not listening. Computer closed. Why would Tarzan do that? That's just going to draw attention.
He's trying to draw attention.
To what? He's going to go and have it off with a monkey? Dirty get. What's your story, Catherine? I thought you got full ears. Full ears.
A boss?
Full ears. I'm listening. Boss. A boss.
A boss has been praised.
Praise for a boss. You won't find that here. Yes.
Four.
Don't do it now. Come on.
Give it. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Forgiving his employees. Smoke. Oh, come on. 4 days off extra.
Oh.
For not smoking and wasting his time.
Oh. Paid?
Yes.
You don't know that.
You don't give someone the day off and not pay them. That's called laying them off.
Catherine? What's happened to us over the last 6 months? Yes, you do.
Anyway, so then there was some bloke who doesn't smoke going, yeah, brilliant, that's great.
Fantastic.
And some people who do smoke are saying they're going to give up so they can get the extra 4 days. Never mind the extension to their lives.
Fantastic.
Did you enjoy that?
Not really. I still didn't listen. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
Okie dokie, doggy daddy. Let's go to Paula.
Hello.
Hello, Paula. You're live on Talk Radio.
Hello. Well, I've had to call you because my cousin Mary has spoken to you and she highly rates your programme, and I'm in Wales.
Aha.
And I can't tune into it.
Aha.
I do have a DAB radio, but I don't have reception where I live.
We have another solution for you.
Yeah?
Do you have a pen and paper?
And a computer.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a computer, I have a pen and paper. I've got the lot.
Then you have the key.
I am going to give you a website to which you can listen to this show.
So it would be live, would it?
It will be live.
That is great. Thank you so much.
Literally my pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Are you ready?
You've got a lovely voice.
You're going to hear quite a bit of it for the next few minutes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your pen works. Let's do this.
H for hotel.
Mm-hmm.
T for Terry.
Yep.
T for toweling.
Yeah.
P for prank.
Okay.
S for Suleiman.
Sugar. Yep.
Got it.
Colon. C for colon.
No. Just a colon, the punctuation, the dot above the dot, the colon.
I know what you mean.
Okay. Do you need me to start again, or are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. / Now, that's
I'm doing this as a dare, because Mary asked me to call you. Yeah! I think I would.
/
Yep.
How many / did I say?
Only one.
Add a second.
Just said / once.
I said it twice.
Did you?
Yes.
Start again.
H. Hello?
Yes.
Right, so start again.
I was waiting for you to go on.
Well, no, the okay. The normal way of doing this is when someone's writing down a number, they go, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Make a done it noise.
So we'll start again. H.
Who's the other person speaking?
Sorry? No one?
Yeah, there is. There's a woman's voice.
No, there's not. It's you, Paula.
No, there's somebody prompting you in the background.
There's no one prompting me in the background. It's you. It's me and you.
How dare you?
H, are you?
How dare I?
Sorry?
There's somebody else in the background.
I thought, no, Mary's dared you, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Right. Shall we start again?
Well, you're a talk radio host, aren't you?
Correct.
And apparently you've meant a lot to my cousin. And you do a really good job.
I'm going to give you the website so that you can listen anytime you want.
Yeah.
Here we go.
No, we don't need to go through all of that.
Well, do you tell me what you've got?
I'm sure I can find you online.
Well, you...
But I've done my day now, and it's lovely speaking.
Great content for us.
And you have also
helped my
cousin Mary a lot.
No, we are...
Enjoys listening to you.
Help us, aren't we?
Yeah.
See?
What?
There's another woman in the background. Going,
you
yes,
have yes. You been smoking that wacky backy?
No, I don't do any drugs.
It's not a drug, it's a plant.
Well, whatever. I don't do anything illegal.
Really?
So, technically.
Technically. No, there's no one here. It's just me. It's literally just me and you.
No, there's the woman that put me through to you.
That was Amy.
Yeah, well, she's piping up in the background.
No, she's not, is she?
No, it's not Amy, no.
Well, whoever it is.
There's no one. Amy is verboten.
I don't know who it is. I don't know. I'm not going to name anyone.
Name names. Come on, tell me who it is and I'll sort them out. If someone is pirating my airspace, I will have them shot. I'll take them to the top of the building and toss them off.
I can tell you a lot of stories about fame.
About fame?
Yeah, famous people.
Go on then.
Well, I lived in LA for about 16 years, so I've met quite a few of them.
And did they all smoke like you?
No.
I bet you've met Rutger Hauer.
No.
I bet you've met the Knight Rider.
No.
Have you made love to any members of the A-Team?
You are funny. She's right to listen to you.
If you were to fall in love with any members of the A-Team and make love to them under the pale moonlight, who would it be?
None of them.
Shut up. Not even the face man?
No.
I wouldn't go with Howlin' Mad Murdoch, because he might get too mad. Mr. T, maybe...
No.
No.
I don't like massive, big men, you know?
Well, the thing is, he's short, but he's muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him slim, lean, and keen.
Okay, how about George Peppard, then?
No.
No? So none of the A-Team do it for you?
No.
What is going on in the world today? This is why we've got Brexit and Trump, isn't it?
It'll be like, yeah... Well, exactly. I wouldn't go back and live in America, because Trump's there.
Who did you meet, then?
Loads of people.
For example?
Brad Pitt.
Ooh.
Tom Jones.
Ooh, now we're talking!
Yeah, and mostly people that I wasn't impressed with.
Oh.
But I loved them as... I mean, you probably wouldn't be impressed. They can't... Luckily, they don't walk around being famous. They just... They've done things.
They do. So who? Tell me who. Give me names.
Wim Wenders.
Wim Wenders?
Yeah.
The director?
Yeah.
Yep.
I house sat at his place.
You house sat for Wim Wenders?
Yeah.
That's genuinely brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, well...
And I was too shy to even shake his hand. He stuck his hand out to me and I just... walked off because I was in, you know, it's like one of those things when somebody walks in and you just, you can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, Paula, you found us. You sure you don't want me to give out the website to you?
No, I'll find you.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. That was
bye, Paula.
Bye, Paula. Did you say goodbye to her, Kath?
I just did.
There we go. Let's go to... Hang on a minute. Let's go to Fraser. Hello, Fraser.
Fraser. Fraser.
Yeah, that's what I said, Fraser.
No, you didn't say Fraser.
Fraser, yes.
Ian, how's it going?
Very well. What is your name, sir?
My name is Fraser.
I can hear the blues calling, toss salad and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. I love that show. Do you get teased a lot for having the same name?
No, only from people like you. That's it.
Okay. So I'm an innovator. What can we do for you, Frage?
Platinum member 63.
Yes, sir! The best of all the members. Forget those other scumbag numbers. Platinum number 63. I was just telling Amy before the show. I said, we've not heard from platinum member PM63 for a long, long time.
What happened to that guy?
Yeah, and that guy has called in. So thank you, Frage. Nice to see you, my friend.
But you blocked me on Twitter.
Were you being a knob?
Well, absolutely not. No.
In your opinion, you weren't. What did you say, big man?
Okay, so I've been following you for the past...
I don't want to know the history. I want to know the incident that led to the blocking.
Okay, the blocking was... In the last couple of weeks, when people were phoning and you were like, I'm not your friend. I am not your friend.
Oh, no, yeah, you sent a tweet that I didn't like.
And I just said, not cool.
No, 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 you didn't say that. Give me your Twitter handle and I'll read out exactly what you said.
Frazzle Tom.
Frazzle Tom?
Yeah.
As in the crisps and major?
Frazzle, T-H-O-M. Frazzle Tom.
P-H?
Do you know, Ian,
Hang on, Fraser, just spell it. Spell it bit by bit.
Frazzle.
As in P-H-R-A-Z?
No, F-R-A-Z-Z-L-E.
Yeah.
Tom, H-T-H-O-M.
Alright, hang on.
That's it. You blocked me.
Yeah, because you sent a tweet that I didn't like.
Well, it was constructive.
I thought it was rude. Let me find it and let's...
No, it wasn't.
You thought it was constructive. I thought it was rude. Let's read it and let's find out.
No, and I wouldn't do that to you. Honestly, I would not do that to you.
Let's... Well, no. God, Jesus. Going to block you on the phones in a minute. Let's read it and find out.
I couldn't believe you blocked me.
I can believe it because I read it as rude. When did you send it?
Platinum 63.
Yeah, I was thinking of Platinum 64. Actually, is my favourite. When did you send it? Because otherwise,
all I said was it was.
No, Fraser, shut your face. When did you send it? Because right now the radio show is me scrolling through the Twitter feed of someone who tweets too much.
I don't know. It's a couple of, I don't know, what, 1-2 weeks ago.
Oh, jeez, right. Okay, hang on a second.
It's a long time.
Kath, have you found it?
I've got, yeah. If you put his name and your name in the search.
All right, there we go. Let's find it.
Frazzle Tom, that's it. And I swear it was not abusive.
Here we go.
But a lot of your thread is kind of stirring, isn't it? Because you've got a misanthrope as part of your name.
I would say the word arrogant is... abusive.
No.
Yeah. No. What you're learning here is to consider other people's feelings. So listen, because I feel abused. I will read it out.
Yeah.
From a very, very long time listener, in the last two podcasts, having a little pop at people who are probably just fans, calling them too... Shut up. Calling them too clingy and to stop thinking they're your friend is a bit arrogant and not cool, man. Well, first of all, I dispute... I had a... Will you... Shut up. First of all, I dispute I had a little pop at people.
Okay.
I didn't have a pop at people.
Well, in my opinion, you did.
Right, I didn't. Calling me arrogant is abusive. So I stand by... I stand by that Twitter... blocking.
I think you should unblock me.
I will do no such thing.
It was constructive criticism.
No, well, listen, here's the thing, right? Yeah. Here's the
Here's the thing. Let me help my...
No, because it's not how it works. Guy's a dick.
He's following me. Not anymore.
here's the thing. You're not on the air. You'll come back on the air in a minute, right? It's all about... You want me to take on board your perception and your interpretations of stuff, right? I didn't have a pop at people. I did say that some people, and it was no one specific, but some people can be a little bit too clingy. And I half-jokingly said, we're not friends. We're not friends. Calling someone arrogant is abusive. Whatever you think, whatever your intention was, I suggest your grasp of the English language is not as great as you think it is. Because arrogant, saying is a bit arrogant and not cool, man, is aggressive. Right? Doesn't matter how long you've been listening. You've been listening for 2 weeks. You've been listening for 20 years. I don't care. But that's aggressive. And what's interesting is you're not prepared to take my feelings on board. And do you know what that
I
is?
I am prepared.
Do you know what that is, Fraser? It's a bit arrogant and not cool, man.
I'm prepared to do that. I am prepared to do that.
Great. Okay. Yeah. My feelings are, yeah. I would like to keep you out of my timeline. The block still stands! There we go. Didn't go well, did it? For anybody.
It's a very strange one.
That was a strange one, wasn't it?
Also, no curiosity there as to why we were trying to distance ourselves from some people's expectations. Also, have you noticed people that say, I've been listening for a long time, tend to expect special treatment?
And here's the thing, Frazzle Tom. We are not friends, and you're too clingy. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
4K monitor for my brand new computer. Very posh 4K. I'm going to measure up tomorrow. I'm going to get a big 4K monitor, then a slightly cheaper, smaller one for the secondary. Because computers, you have two monitors now.
Why?
For double porn.
Each eye.
Double pawns.
Oh, God.
I believe it's called double pawns. Or Bluey squared, I think is the term. I think that's why. Hey, listen, I'm bisexual. We got guys and guys on one side. We got ladies and ladies on the other. Everything
is that how it works?
I think that's what it means. Let's go to the calls. Ah, Fraser's on the line. Good evening, Fraser.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi.
Yes, it's a bit muffled.
We're on speakerphone.
So we'll take me off speakerphone.
It's off.
Great. What can we do for you this time? An apology forthcoming?
Yeah, I would like to apologise. I would like to apologise for being an arse on Twitter, and I hope you'd accept my full and frank apology.
I would accept it. Well, of course I'd accept it, definitely.
Can you unblock me then?
If it sounded sincere.
Honestly, Ian, from platinum number 63, this is
dead to me.
What?
Yes?
What?
Why the change of heart? Like, and when I say change of heart, like, in 30 seconds?
Nah, it's not a change of heart. I've always been a big fan, Ian. Honestly, I've always been a big, big fan. There was one tweet I put out, one single tweet.
That I didn't like, and is my choice to not have that in my timeline. Hey, listen, you can tweet whatever you want. I would never tell you not to tweet something,
but I didn't want that in my
timeline, so I blocked you, which is my prerogative.
So it's your prerogative. So I agree with you. I apologise for putting it out. So, friends, handshake?
No, well, you just ignored the reason that you sent that abusive tweet that I blocked.
We're not friends. I just thought it just wasn't like you.
No, it is like me. It was me. It was me. I said it. That is what I am like.
I just thought it just wasn't like...
No, it doesn't matter what you thought I'm like. Okay. I said it. That is what I am like. Mm-hmm. That is me. You don't know me. You are too clingy, and you've got to stop thinking that you're my friend.
Sometimes when... right, okay. Agreed. I'm not your friend. I'm not clingy. Apologies.
Call me back in a week.
Okay.
Thanks very much indeed. Let's go to Oh, my voice is gone. Let me try that again. Let's go to Erin. Yes, he's back in business. He's back in Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Mr. Ian Lee. Ba-ba-da-ba, 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 ba-ba-da-ba. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. It's great to be here in Las Vegas tonight. And I want to start off with one of my favourite songs from the musical from 1968, Hair. I met a boy called Frank Mills on September... Whoa, the band! Whoa, whoa, guys, we should have rehearsed this track. Guys! 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 Keep it on, you piece of trash! Keep it on! Let me do it again, I swear to God! I... What are you doing, Jake? Trying to ruin my Vegas career! This is my one shot! My one shot! I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The band of Mexicans. Boo, boo. No, I'm not being racist. No, I'm not being... Right, here we go. I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the streets with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere and wears this white crash helmet. He has gold rings on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the words Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would gratefully appreciate it if you see him. Tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend, and please tell him $2 back just him. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Whoa, guys. But it was the Mexican thing. You piece of trash. And that is an excerpt from my one-man show, my one and only night on Broadway in Las Vegas. That was the name of the hotel, was the Broadway in Las Vegas. I got booed off stage. All because the band...
Yeah.
Technically, it could be argued I made a racial slur. Some of them looked Mexican to me. And they were eating burritos. So I don't know. It's not my country. But the band was really set to ruin my Vegas opening night. Those scumbags. Pieces of trash. Got booed off after the first song. Didn't even get to sing a second song. Which brings me to my good friend, Erin. Good evening, Erin.
Hi.
Hi there. What can we do for you after those painful, painful memories?
I mean, I don't really know how to follow that.
No one does.
You can only do it through the medium of song.
There we go. Erin, are you coming to see us in Cardiff on March the 8th?
Yes.
This is what I am talking about. Erin is coming. And Erin is one of those people, because a lot of people come, that tweet us from time to time, right? So I know a lot of our audience from tiny, tiny, tiny little pictures. And sometimes I spot them. Sometimes I get it straight away and go, oh, you're such and such. And sometimes they go, oh, I'm Thingy Bob. And I go, what? I'm from Twitter. And I'll get the phone out and look and go, that doesn't look anything like you. So, March the 8th at the Glee Club in Cardiff, will we recognise Erin?
Will she look anything like Tiny Erin?
Will she look like Tiny Erin? That's all. Could you say hello to us from 100 feet away so that you're still tiny, please? I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that as a yes. Erin, enough of this shenanigans and nonsense. What have you got for us tonight, please?
I don't really have much, but I just wanted to put in and say, like, how much I love the show. Oh. I don't know, just within the same hour tonight, you've had that lovely call with Ewan, and then also the thing with you reading out the web address, which was like the funniest thing I've heard in ages.
God bless you for that. That took a long time to write and rehearse that sketch.
Yeah, but it sounds like it actually could have been written. Like,
that's the. So how are you? Listen, thank you very much for the kind words. How are you doing, Erin?
Yeah, not too bad.
How's now? You're at college, aren't you?
I'm at uni.
Uni, guys and gals that have been to uni call it college because we're cool. How's that going? Everything all right?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm back now after Christmas, and it's going okay, I think.
Okay, all right, good. Well, I'm glad for that. Thanks for coming on March the 8th. It'll be an intimate experience for everybody.
You'll have somewhere to put your bag, let's say
all the people telling us to come to Wales, if everyone who'd asked us to come to Wales bought a ticket, we'd have sold that venue out six times over.
I've sold a quarter. So many people say it's weird, isn't it? Wales.
It's a funny old world. It's a funny old world, but it'll be what it be. I'm looking forward to doing a show in Wales, and thank you for your kind words, it's appreciated.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you.
Shall I cut you? Shall I be rude and cut you off now in a rude way?
Yes.
Would that make you feel good? Okay, so I'm going to be, just so everyone knows, I'm going to tell Erin to get knotted.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping you're going to come back with something, Erin. If you feel up to it, I'm going to cut you off halfway through your comeback. Okay? Are we all set?
Ready?
Ready, Erin?
Okay.
I'll get knotted.
Well.
There we go.
Oh.
I like that. Thank you, Erin. I look forward to meeting Erin because she tweets us a bit and joins in with the show, and I'm looking forward to that. March the 8th, guys, the Glee Club afternoon show. I think it's at 1:30 at the Glee Club in Cardiff. And for all the shows, it's the Rabbit Hole. It's a pop-up radio show. We'll take phone calls. We will mess around. We'll play some silly games. A lot of prizes to give away. And very welcome to come. If you want to get a ticket, ianlee.com/event. ianlee.com/event. We got a break in like a minute and 45. There's no point in starting a story. There's no point. Sorry, was I boring you?
No, I was waiting for you to finish your sentence.
Finished.
You didn't though.
Full stop.
There's no point in ...
It's done. Sentence is finished. So?
Well, I mean, normally you have a beginning, middle and end to a sentence.
Do you? Do you? I've never heard a boy, you know, when teenage boys' voices are supposed to break like that. I've never heard that.
No.
I've never heard that. Is that a myth?
Well, there must be a moment.
I think it happens in your sleep.
I wouldn't know.
I have never heard...
Women's voices drop, though, don't they, as well?
Sorry?
Women's voices drop as well, though, don't they?
When their testicles drop. I've never heard... I've never heard a boy's voice go like that. I think that's just a thing they do for comedy programmes. I don't think it's a real thing. Okay, well, that's that solved. 03444991000. I tell you what we'll do. Last hour, take call straight to air, because there's a weird vibe in the air. Maybe we can harness some of that weirdness. Maybe we can harness some of that weirdness and reach some... conclusion. 03444991000. That's the phone number. Don't call up for a few minutes though, guys, because we're going to have the news. No one's going to answer if you call now. We'll have the news, then we'll come back. Me and Kath will just chew the fat.
Yeah.
And we'll take calls straight to air. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
You can do it right now, please.
Well, I really think this is great. Right? Can we do that again?
I hate that.
Yeah, I know it isn't. She's just 17.
What?
Dead.
I need your help.
Grab pussy.
What?
Please.
Hey.
Talking to a rock legend.
03-444-991-1000. The lines are open. The lines.
It's a good accent. It's one of the few accents I can do.
Does it always have to be shouty?
It does. It does. Well,
what about a nice gentle German?
The lines are open.
Still aggressive.
The lines are open.
Threatening.
The lines are open. If you want to give us a call,
oh,
talk to us about your problems.
I was good at German, then I got bored at German, so I stopped being good at it. But me and my friend Wayne, we translated a song in German instead of doing the lesson. And we thought our teacher, Mr. Cocker, who I saw really freaking out at a Christian rock concert, like he was at a rave. So he's gone.
Cocker the rocker.
He's done. I thought he'd be impressed, and he wasn't impressed. So I'm going to sing the song that I remembered it today. It's popped into my head. This is 31 years old.
Okay.
Weil, 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 von der wunderbar Sache nicht tun. Because, weil von der wunderbar Sache nicht tun. Diddle, 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 ho! Yeah, you got it?
Excellent work.
Thank you very much. I remember it 30 years later. So all languages, and you'll agree with this, Catherine, because you speak, you smack on the languages. All languages should be taught in a song.
Well, my French teacher taught us via the medium of Françoise Hardy.
I've not seen that film.
It was not a film. She's one of the sort of yeah, yeah pop stars of the 1960s.
A great way to do it. great way to do it. Of course, we all learnt that singing was the best way to learn when Potsy Webber passed his biology exam because he'd learnt it in a song on Happy Days. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Shaggy pony in the snow. Shaggy pony with her head hanging low. Shaggy pony in the snow. Waiting for the spring.
Gosh.
Is that a Shaggy Pony song?
It was. Shaggy pony in the snow.
Do we get a writing credit for that?
Maybe someone else thought of Shaggy ponies.
No one thought of Shaggy ponies. This is how this next hour is going to work before Daryl comes on at 1 o'clock. And by the way, if you switch off at 1 o'clock because you're tired, well, keep it on, particularly if you've got a radar diary, although it doesn't really matter, does it? But keep it on and have a listen, because Daryl's excellent. He's not a shouty so-and-so. He's a good old listen. I mean, if I'm completely honest, I've never actually heard the show myself. I listen to CDs, but... We're joking.
I like him.
He's a nice guy.
He's bright and he's kind.
He's bright and he's kind and he's so young. What is he, like 27?
Probably,
I think he's 27.
Yeah.
And he's a young guy. And I really think you're going to... When you do comedy, the worst intro you get was... This is his first ever gig here. He's only just started on the circuit. It's an open spot. Or it's time for the open spot, guys. Time for the open spot. You go, jeez, thanks a lot. So the last hour of the show, this is what we're going to do. It's a weird vibe in the hour. I was streaming earlier today online. Very weird vibe.
Yeah, I came in halfway through that and there was some sort of
kerfuffle. There was a dispute with someone who I ended up VIPing to show I had no hard feelings. That, Fraser, is how you deal. Is how you approach a situation. Someone called me out for something that I didn't think I'd done. I defended myself. We kind of made peace. I VIP'd him. Didn't just unblock him. I VIP'd him.
Right.
So, Fraser, listen and learn, my friend. But there's a weird vibe. It's a kind of aggressive vibe. And I do think that the whole Harry and Meghan thing is the new Brexit. And we've had Brexit for kind of 4.5 years, before build up to the referendum and all of that. No, Paul, I don't have an email from you. Thank you very much for asking. But they take a while to come through sometimes. And they sometimes go to spam and it's not there. So, it feels like for the last 4.5, let's say 5 years, round it up a bit. For the last 5 years, we've had something to be very angry about, one side or the other, right? One side, mm-hmm. Very, very angry. And now that's gone, because it's happening. There'll be anger around it again when it's either a great success or a huge failure, one of the two, and either side will go, we told you.
Now accept you were wrong.
Yeah, either way. Could go either way. I don't know. But there's nothing really to be angry about that now. So it feels like the Meghan and Harry thing is the thing, is the new Brexit.
Yeah.
And that will go, that will pass, and there will be another thing. It really feels like we are in the age of anger and entitlement. And I think phone-in radio shows are a part of the problem. I think the printed press is a big part of the problem. I think social media is kind of really where it's at. But there's a weird vibe. So let's just try to ease ourselves out of that vibe. We're going to take calls straight to him. Me and Kath have got a few stories in the papers that we found. And we are just going to try and just lower the vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
0344 499 1000. Amy won't answer now. Calls will go straight to her. If you hear my voice, you're on the air. Don't swear, don't be libelous, don't be racist. That's it. And we'll see where we go. We may not get any calls, and we may get some calls. So let's see what happens.
It's one or the other.
034, we might get...
We might get some calls.
We might get lots of calls, we might get no calls. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Hang on a minute. I think that email is...
It came to me, so I forwarded it to
you. Sent you a film. Mm. He sent us a film. Austin to Boston. What is this film? Austin to Boston. Let me see what...
Is it a Blu-ray?
Austin to Boston. Because you don't need to pay for Blu-rays anymore. They're free, I found out last night. Oh, it's the Staves on tour. Isn't it? 4, 5. Okay, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to love that. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. Thank you. That's getting watched this weekend. Yes, line one, you're on the wireless.
Don't rush, slow touch, brown and white. I can go country, grab and buy. I can go bus, eye for eye.
I love that song, White Rum. Oh, can I play the worst song I've ever, a White Rum, a Fizzy Pop? Those guys tweet me. But they tweet me because I'm a fat old man that likes their song. Can I play the worst song I've ever heard? I've been meaning to mention this all over Christmas, and then it came on today. This is the worst song, right? It's the worst song I've ever heard in my life. I don't think it's got swears in, but I'll just type in radio. Radio edit. Okay, let's try radio edit. It's the worst song, right? It's like if you said to two 16-year-old boys, write a sexy song for me.
Oh, right? No.
Lads, I want you to write a sexy song, like a really sexy song, okay? And the 16-year-olds went, all right, yeah, okay, no worries. And this is what they come up with, right? It's so bad. You'll have heard it. It's so bad. So two 16-year-old lads have been charged with writing the sexiest, horniest song. And this is what they come up with.
Oh.
This might not be it. Hang on.
Okay, was it in the 80s?
Wrong song. We're going to play this. This is it. Okay. Here we go. Get ready.
French kisses. Come let me give you what you're missing. But you want some of these French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la.
Right. Have you heard this?
No, but it's got everything. Have you noticed that lads these days, the girls are all sad girls, right? And the boys have all got sulky mouths. Like, they can't really move the mouth very much. French kisses.
So these young men, right? Sexy song. French kissing? Do people still call it that? Yeah. It's when you do your tongue, yeah? Yeah, but it's just snogging. It's just kissing. Yeah, no, it's French kisses. Do people still call that in 2020? Yeah, French kisses. Okay, and how's it going to make the girl go? She's going to go, ooh la la. Why don't we put a kiss sound effect in there as well? Beautiful.
French kisses. Come let me give you what you're missing. But you want some of these French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la.
Okay. French kisses. Let me give you what you've been missing.
I'm going to make you say ooh la la.
So French kissing, so is you're just snogging.
It's less ooh la la, more la 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 la.
When I give you the French kisses, we do not know your French business. But you want some of these French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la.
I know you want some of these French kisses. Tongue is out, waggling away. See this tongue?
You know he leads
you
with
some of it.
You know he leads with the tongue as well. Does that thing? Oh, bonjour, mademoiselle.
Oh, bonjour, mademoiselle. Bonjour, mademoiselle. Hang on. He's in France. What do they call them over there? English kisses?
Just kisses. Well...
just kisses. What do they call well, L'Allemagne?
You know why we call them French kisses? Like French letters. Something that was dirty. Because they're the old dirty. Enemy. Right. Something that was dirty.
Okay, here we go.
I'm a mixé. Tu t'appelles? Elle s'appelle Isabella. Oh, ça vraiment belle. Hold up, it's your friend. She's looking for a friend. Now I'm sure you got a man. Now she calling up a man. Now she kicking with a gang. Little hoy from
Nance. But literally, now, is that English or French?
Yeah,
doing
that, there? That was English.
What was he
I
saying?
She's got a man.
Okay, well, now he's stalking her.
Yeah, no, she's...
And in the video, she's wearing a beret.
You know, when I lived in Paris, the only people I saw wearing berets were old men.
Now you need... The rapper does pop up. And I'm really hoping... I don't remember all the rap. I'm really hoping he says good morning.
Just pissing by.
Come jump into the Benz. And don't forget your friends. I got bad intentions. I can't lie. But I could show you want it just by looking
right,
in your
stop,
eyes.
Stop. It's 2020, right? We're not going to jump into your Benz and bring our friends... Just like that.
I've got bad intentions, I won't lie, but I can tell that you want it just by looking in your eye.
Yeah.
Forget the fact you've been walking away, you walked away from me when I sat down at your cafe table.
Get in my car.
Yeah.
Got bring your friends.
Got bad intentions, I can't lie, but I can tell that you want it by looking in your eye. Yeah. No. No means no. No. No does not mean we. He does the kiss noise.
He says he's got bad intentions, but really he just wants to do French kissing.
I could show you want it just by looking in your eyes.
French kisses. Woo-hoo! I like that bit.
Let me give you what you're missing. But you want some of these French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la when I give you the French kisses.
Hey, ZZ, come here, ZZ.
His name isn't ZZ.
H is the rapper.
You know what ZZ means in
what?
French?
What?
It's like the
dick.
Infantile word for a willy, yeah.
dick. Hey, ZZ, come here. So you got this, you're meeting that hot girl tonight, the one that wears the beret. Yeah. It's going to be a hot night, man. What are you going to get? What are you going to do? I'm going to put my tongue in her mouth and go... Yeah, anything else? Nope, just that. Just the French kisses. That's it. It goes on.
It's none of your friends' business.
It's none of your friends' business.
Oh, I thought it was none of your French business.
Maybe.
You want some of these French kisses?
You want some of these
Hang
French
on.
Kisses?
He's telling the friends to get in the Benz.
Yeah.
But...
None of their business.
None of their business. No. So they can get in the Benz, but they mustn't look.
Yeah.
Okay, that seems legit.
Let's see. Well, you wait till you get to the rap. If I remember correctly... I was off to buy oil for my car. I think the rap gives you instructions on how to French kiss.
Yeah, so sexy, oh mama.
This is a big hit at the moment.
Oh my God.
Do it.
So sexy, oh mama.
This is a big hit at
so
the moment.
So sexy,
oh mama.
So sexy.
And next in the school talent show, we have ZZ and H. They're in 5C and they've written a song. It's called French Kisses. Let's hear it for ZZ. No, stop that. Thank you.
That's inappropriate.
Let's hear it for ZZ and H. So sexy, oh my. And next time I see a hot man or woman, so sexy, oh my.
So sexy, oh my. Where you trying to go, girl, say au
depart? What?
Where you trying to go, girl, say au depart? Is he going to the au depart?
What?
Au depart? Au depart? The smell of bread? Au depart?
Is he saying au depart? As in, to the departure.
Because when ZZ was doing French, it had subtitles. H isn't getting subtitles.
Zozo sexy.
Yeah. So sexy, oh mama. Where you trying to go, girl? Say au départ.
Say au départ. Say it is au départ.
It's at the departure.
Where you trying to go, girl? To the departure.
Oh, is she saying stay or depart?
Let's find out.
Is it English?
Oh.
So sexy, oh mama. Where you trying to go, girl? Say au départ.
No, that's French. Say au départ.
Well, he's saying it in a... All right, go on.
Okay.
She just told me, show me what you do, papa.
Oh, God.
She just told me, show me what you do, papa. Right, here's what I'm going to do.
I don't know if the French people do the papa
by next
thing.
Week. By next week, guys, I'm going to learn H's rap.
Oh,
and I'm gonna do H's rap.
So sexy.
Oh mama.
Say au départ. She just told me, show me what you do, papa. I'ma make you say ooh la la.
Yeah, ZZ's done that bit. ZZ's done. They're gonna make you say ooh la la. You can't steal that H.
Ooh la la, ooh la la. Step inside, put your friends on the guest list. Nice with a tongue, pull her hair when we French kiss.
Ooh!
What are you pulling her hair for?
Ooh! He's made it!
Does he mean the little hair out of her nose?
Put my tongue in her mouth, pull her hair when I French kiss.
Well, then you're pulling away. You're going to be... What are you doing?
That's pulling her back. You're right. Put my tongue in her mouth, pull her hair when I French kiss. Ooh la la.
Why has he got to be so brutal anyway? Be nice.
With the tongue, pull her hair when we French kiss. Slide off her phone, make her moan as she meant it.
Slide off her phone?
I thought you said slide off her thumb.
Oh,
that's
my
very
God.
Advanced for a first date.
With the tongue, pull her hair when we French kiss. Slide off her phone, make her...
Slide off her phone, yeah.
Slide off her phone.
What's he doing on it? I dumped it. I don't think it was. No, no, no. I'm going to play. I don't think that was a swear. We dumped something there because Catherine thought she heard a swear.
Hang on. Let me look at the actual lyrics because their diction is appalling.
Oh, hang on. It's here. I've got it.
What are they called? H and what?
ZZ. ZZ. So, yeah, yo, so, so sexy. Oh, mama. Where you trying to go, girl? Say, ootupas. O-U, new word, T-U, new word.
Ootupa.
Ootupa.
Where you going? Yeah.
Where you trying to go, girl? Say, ootupa. She just told me, show me what you do, papa. I'ma make you say, oh, la, la, oh, la, la. Step inside, put your friends on the guest list. Nice with her tongue, pull her hair when we French kiss. Slide. Oh, she did do a swear. There was a swear. Thank you. Slide off her phone, make her moan like she mean it. She F with a kid way before I was trending. She classy, but she secretly kind of freaky. Why did he have to put a swear in it? This one a good girl. She ain't on me for clout. Getting nasty in the taxi. We ain't even made it home. Didn't even have to say a word. Just put my tongue in her mouth.
Oh, my God. Sounds like a creep.
He does sound like... Let's skip past that swear.
She ain't on me for clout. Getting nasty in the taxi. We ain't even made it
Stop.
Home.
Stop. He's missed a trick word. There.
Just put my tongue in her mouth.
Clout should have been round with nout, the way this lad speaks.
Yeah, you're right.
Made it home, didn't even have to say a word, just put my tongue in her mouth.
French kisses, come let me give you the French kissing. You want me to work with the French kisses? I'ma make you say ooh la la when I give you them French kisses. What we do is know your friend's business. I know you want some of these French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la the French kisses. I'ma make you say ooh la la. Here we go.
Your hips,
your thighs, your hips, don't lie. It's in your eyes.
I can tell that you want it cause your lips.
No, that's not
your
how you
thighs,
that's not how you tell someone
hips,
wants it.
Your eyes, it's in your eyes.
No.
I'ma make you say ooh la la when I give you
the French kisses. Let me give you etc. And that's and it goes on and it goes on. Isn't and that's a big hit. That's on the dance music station I've been listening to a lot, and it's on all the flipping time, and it's awful, right?
There's so much wrong with it.
This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
You can't be called ZZ if you're speaking about French things.
Willy.
Little Willy.
Hello, Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Cal.
Hello, Line 1.
I've rung for a masked singer update.
Okay, it's Jake Shears.
Yes, I agree.
Perfect.
It's Skin from Skunk and Nancy.
Yep.
No.
Why are you saying no, Catherine, all the time?
She's a good singer.
You can't sing in those outfits, though. That's the thing. Everyone is hampered by the fact... Everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'll go on there. It'll be a good opportunity to get back in the limelight.
Queen Bee's doing all right. The Octopus is doing all right.
Well, they've got bigger holes. There's a bigger gap between the mouth and the mask.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Simon?
Is it Kellis?
No, there's no singer. There's no such singer called Kellis.
As in Milkshake?
Yep, no singer called Kellis recorded a song called Milkshake.
What's she called?
Kellis.
Do you think it's her?
I haven't seen enough of it to know.
Got quite a distinctive voice. The one I think is the difficult one is Octopus.
Difficult one. I think she's one of the Pussycat Dolls.
Could be. Could also be Courtney Act.
Courtney Act is not on there.
I thought Courtney Act, if Courtney Act was in it, it would be the unicorn, but I don't think it is.
Right, okay. Hedgehog, Jason Manford?
Manford's not in it.
Michael Crawford?
It's not Crawford.
Michael Crawford, no.
It's not Crawford. He's too old to be in a suit that hot. He's too old. It would kill him.
Lee Mack?
I don't know. I've only seen one singer on it.
I thought you'd have all the inside knowledge.
I have got some inside knowledge. Oh, I know who one of the singers is.
Without saying who, which one do you know?
Which one do I know, Kath? Which animal do I know?
The Queen Bee.
Queen Bee. I know Queen Bee.
Oh, I think Nicola Roberts is... It seems to be nailed on Nicola Roberts, I reckon.
Okay, if that's what you want to think.
Do you think the show's a success?
Well,
Yeah, I watched it, so...
It's half past... Oh, I watched the first bit, and it was too shouty. It's half past midnight on a phone-in radio station, and we're talking about it. So, yeah, huge success.
Yeah, I think that was good. I think the judging panel could be looked at. I think that could probably be improved.
I think you got... Hang on a minute. You got some of the biggest stars. Jonathan Ross, big talent. Davina McCall, yeah. Big star. Ken Young, movie star. You got a movie star, an actual...
Rita Ora Hot.
You've got a property. You've got a movie star, and you've got a beautiful young woman who's a big, big name at the moment.
Ken Young is quite annoying.
Doesn't matter. Isn't he one of the producers on it?
Oh, is he? I don't know,
but I know he was on the panel in the American one.
Yeah.
He's a Hollywood movie star.
My suspicion is, yeah, he's either on the production staff or he is the way they're going to get Americans to watch it.
Well, no, it's already been on in America. Yeah.
But the English version of
it. They won't show that of it. Each country's got its own. It's a Korean idea.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea. No, I'm only joking. It's South Korea. Wouldn't allow that in North Korea. No, you just get shot. They're not going to show this one over there. It's pointless. Pointless.
So we still think it's CeeLo Green's involved, by the way. Council's very against CeeLo Green.
Yeah, I'm going to, just to annoy Catherine, I'm going to say, yes, it's CeeLo Green.
I think it is as well.
Thank you very much indeed, Simon. Good, always good to get your insight. Let's go to line two. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Evening, Ian. It's Fiona. Evening, Gav.
Good evening, Fiona.
You're sounding like an old man, you know. H has been nominated for a Brit.
What? Hang on a minute. Who's been nominated? H?
Yeah, what about ZZ?
The sweary rapper?
Yes.
Good for him. Good for him, and maybe one day he'll actually be able to give a lady French kisses.
Hey, he's only 20, apparently, from Manchester.
I tried to give you all the French kisses. I ended up with... Anyway. Well, good, I'm glad he's been nominated. He's excellent. Unfortunately, ZZ, racist Britain. You will not get... ZZ is black, H is white.
Oh,
those
really?
Those who don't know. Yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Racist Britain. Struck again, Fiona.
Personally, I thought H was being thrown around some other man's head on ice, but never mind.
Well, that's it. Imagine if it was the same H, or if it was his son. Imagine if
there's
H...
There's a capital H and middle
H. And, well, H is... The second H is A-I-T-C-H. So imagine if H had a son and called him H. Oh, that's really tickled me. Oh, that's really, really tickled me. I do hope they're father and son. I do hope they're father and son. Fiona, anything else?
I don't think so.
Thank you for your Brit update.
My work here is done.
I enjoyed that, you see. A little bit. That was actual news. Line three, you're on the wireless.
Maybe tomorrow I'll finally settle down. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home.
Lovely, thank you very much. The disco version of it. French kisses. Let me show you what you're missing. Make you say ooh la la.
Of course, after Brexit, you won't be able to play that anymore.
No. English kisses. Once a week with the English kisses. Close your eyes, I'll make love to you. We'll make a baby or two. English kisses. Where's my beans and chips, missus? I want to give you the English kisses. On the cheek. Kiss. Kiss. Good night.
Where's my
boots
and chips?
This is Talk Radio.
Kick off your slippers. Don't go to bed. The party is just starting.
You can sleep when you're David. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Thank you, by the way, everyone, for your kind words about Rabbit Hole 2.0. It's the other podcast we do. We're changing it massively. If you went away from it because you got bored of listening to the live shows, there won't be any more live shows put out. There'll be one more. One's going out on Thursday. That's the show we record. Second part of the show we record in London. That's it. We're still going to do the tour. We're going to record the shows. And if anything magic happens, we'll put bits out. But we're not going to put the whole shows out. We've had a little think and we're revamping. And the first episode went out on Tuesday. And so many people have said so many nice, kind things about the direction. Thank you. Acast, iTunes, your usual podcast provider, The Rabbit Hole, 2 episodes a week. And the infamous Brighton Rabbit Hole will go out in some form. What we're thinking of doing, Kath, this was your idea. What are we thinking of doing with the Brighton Rabbit Hole where it all kicked off?
Well, basically, like a director's cut. Commentary. Not director's cut, that would be
longer,
playing everything new. Yeah. Honestly, so what we're thinking of doing in future with all of them, in fact, is we'll give you the highlights, or in this case
the low lights,
the staggering can't believe that happened moment, and we'll have a chat about it around it.
So we will listen, we will play, and you will get to hear on the podcast bits of the Brighton show, and me and Kath will listen to it along with you.
Oh,
and
God.
We will stop it and we will talk about it and we will describe it. I'm really, really, I never wanted to hear Brighton again.
No, I was quite happy when it wasn't.
Such an uncomfortable night. If you were there, wow.
I was quite happy when it wasn't easy to
It's in a
it
weird
off.
Format. I didn't format the memory card, so it's kind of invisible unless I play it a certain way, which is a pain in the butt.
So if I'm honest, when you said that, I was like, oh, well, good. I guess there's an excuse not to put it on.
But we will. That will possibly go out, not next week. I really don't fancy listening to it next week. And I know you've got a funeral this week, so let's try and have a little bit of space between that and one of the most surreal and painful evenings of our life. Do you reckon?
Yeah, but do you know what? That moment and the soul-crushing nature of it is what led us to revamp things and rethink things.
It was the start in quite a long train of getting slapped around the head. And these things that we learn from our failures. We learn from our failures. Still, it was, I'm glad it was an exciting evening. If you were there, it was unique. You will never experience anything like that ever again. Thank God. But I'm glad it happened. You know, I did take a kind of perverse pleasure. I hated it, but I also took a perverse BDSM on stage is basically what it was. So that'll go out at some point. But thank you for all the kind comments about Rabbit Hole 2.0. It's going to grow. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. I really recommend you subscribe if you can, because it helps us. We don't make much money from it. We get like £100 a month from the podcast. So if the more subscriptions we get, the more downloads we get, there's a chance that we're going to make a living out of it, but we might be able to make a significant amount of money that we can put to other smaller projects like Twitch, like Patreon, like whatever, and maybe make a decent living, you know, maybe make a living out of that. Who knows?
But the thing is, course, it's never going to rival what we're doing here. It's never going to be that.
But it's a completely different show. 0344 499. I'm down to 8% battery, but I don't want to plug my computer in because I will forget my charger, as I always do.
Well, how about I go and get my charger?
Well, I've got my charger here. But I'll forget it.
But I won't forget.
You will forget
Mine's it. Mine's got my name written on it.
Okay, do it.
And we'll see. If I forget, then you get to sing the I'm Right song.
French kisses. Let me tell you what you're missing. Mwah! 0344 499 1000. Call straight to air, shall we? Let's do calls straight. Oh, this is a great... Oh, hang on, let me just take this call. Hello, line one, you're on the wireless.
Ooh la la.
Let me give you the French kisses. Let me show you what you're missing. Ooh, gonna make you say ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
I made her say it. I made her say it. What you got for us, June?
Oh, I was just gonna...
Turn your radio off, you muppet!
Oh, God. Bloody thing.
Bloody thing.
I'll turn it down and it comes back up again.
Ooh, cheeky. Cheeky man.
I want... some advice. I need a new book for my Audible.
Yeah.
And I know you two like listening to them.
Yeah.
Have you got a good one that you've been listening to recently?
I've got a great one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Limmy's autobiography.
Limmy's autobiography. Is
very rude.
Oh, good.
There we go.
Okay.
It's called, let me just double check the title. It's called Surprisingly Down to Earth and Very Funny.
Surprisingly Down. Right.
It is the filthiest book you're ever going to read, but he's my biggest inspiration at the moment, and he's given me a lot of confidence to come out as bisexual, to keep pushing this show further and further, so you will get an idea of where I'm nicking ideas from.
Ah.
But it's filthy. I mean, it's filthy.
Oh, I haven't had a filthy book for ages.
June, go and enjoy Limmy. Surprisingly down to earth and very funny. And I think you might enjoy that. Now, mystery cash left in a village for people to find.
Oh, yeah.
They know who's done it.
Right.
It was Jesus. No, I don't think they know it. Mystery cash left in a village for people to find was from two Good Samaritans, cops said. We talked about this. Remember we phoned up a pub to see if they found the money, and they hadn't. The man and woman, who are not married or related, teamed up after both had a windfall. Now, listen to this. Parcels of £20 notes, adding up to £2,000 each, were left in Blackhall Colliery, County Durham, which is in Ireland.
No.
Over the past 6 years, so over 6 years, they were just leaving bags full of £2,000.
Wads of cash.
And no one knew who it was. Over the past 6 years, £26,000 was given away. That means they did it about 15 or 16 times. The pair, who do not want to be named, came forward amid gossip. The cash was crime proceeds. I love this story. One told police she felt an emotional connection to the former Pitt Village. I feel an emotional connection to the former Pitt
she
Village.
She probably doesn't speak like that.
Teresa Cumby, 73, who found £2,000 and gave it to charity. What is... This is like the nicest place in the world. So people are leaving bags of £2,000 and some of the people that are finding it are giving it away again. Isn't that amazing?
Well, I guess they don't feel like it's theirs.
Teresa Cumby, 73, who found £2,000 and gave it to charity, said, it's nice to know it was left by people who mean well. Detective...
Where's she from again?
From Ireland in County Durham.
That's not...
Detective Constable John Forster added, I thought her methods were unusual, but I find that's really heartwarming.
No.
It's the best story. It's the best story. I can't wait to see the film starring the lad, the big lad from America. He's in America. Not Jason Manford. I met
Corden.
Him once. Corden. Starring Corden.
Which film? Cats.
Film of, no, the film of this.
All right.
Film of this, Corden. Hello, Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Based entirely on sales, it's the official UK Hot 10 on the number one rated Pepsi chart.
In the top 10 this week, we got one new entry to come. Two songs are climbing up. Six songs are going down. One song doesn't budge. Robbie, or do we have a new number one?
We're causing a lot of devastation when we step into
the... Oh, I've got to wait. I've got to wait for the whole top ten. I haven't got time to wait for the whole top ten. I just want to know who's number one. Foxy teasing us there.
I'm standing here with me finger on pause.
Foxy's teasing us. 0344 499 1000.
Japanese fashion billionaire is looking for a special someone to join him as he becomes the first private passenger to fly to the moon.
I saw this, Wouldn't want it.
Yusaku Maezawa, 44, is due to travel to the moon in 2023 on SpaceX's first tourist flight, but rather than go on his own, he wants to visit such a special place with someone special, he says in an online post. He will look for that always positive person, well, you're out then, age 20 or over.
Well, first of all, he's looking for a sex partner. He may not be gay or bisexual or pansexual, we don't know. Secondly, I don't find Japanese men attractive, apologies. Thirdly, I don't want to go to space. So those three things rule me out before we even get to the positivity thing. And I can be positive. Yeah, looks all right. See, I can do it. I can do it.
He will look for that always positive person, aged 20 or over, in a television documentary called Full Moon Lovers.
I've seen that film. It ain't what you think.
His ideal candidate wants to enjoy life to the fullest and is someone who wishes for world peace. Ah, oh, Melania Trump. They must be interested in going to space. I would say that they must be able to participate in the preparation for it.
Well, you fit everything. You're over 20. You're very positive. Final question on this. Just formality. I'm sure it's absolutely fine. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. I've got to ask you. Are you interested in going to space?
Oh, no, not my thing at all.
You just wasted my entire day!
Mr. Maezawa, who recently split from actress girlfriend... Ah, okay, it's one of those, I see your dad's handling the divorce well kind of things.
Kisses.
Who recently split from actress girlfriend Ayami Goriki, 27, is looking for a life partner. Oh, mate, just find yourself. You don't want a life partner now. With whom he wants to shout our love from outer space. Well, of course, we all know that in space, no one can hear you shout your love. The serious one-on-one planned matchmaking event is already underway, with applications ending on the 17th of January. Selection starts on January 25th to 26th, with dates happening in mid-February. So you clear your diary.
Do you remember... We haven't done the break, have we? We'll do it in a sec. It would have been 6 years ago, because we were at the other place.
Uh-huh.
There was going to be a worldwide TV show with contestants from every country to be the first people to go to Mars.
But not only go there, but colonise it.
Yeah.
So you had to go
up
there.
They had to be hot. It was basically
the intention
thing.
To procreate, yeah.
You had to be hot. It was called like 1X or something. I'm guessing that didn't happen?
Well, they've been awful quiet if it did.
Let's take a quick break, then we'll come back and finish this. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Mr. Maezawa, who made his money from fashion retailer Zozo, is believed to have a net worth of £1.4 billion.
Ooh la la. He made me say ooh la la.
He did. Wow. In his online post, he says that until now, he's lived exactly as I've wanted to, acquiring his share of money, social status and fame along the way. He continues, but now I am restarting my life. I'm 44 now. As feelings of loneliness and emptiness slowly began to surge upon me. Hang on, let's just remind ourselves when he split up with his girlfriend.
December, wasn't it?
Yeah, not that long ago, but still, the pain is real. There is one thing that I think about, continuing to love one woman. It is something that I haven't quite been able to do until now, he added. Ah, I see. So if he takes one into space, he's got no other options. That's how he's going to do it.
I bet... I was assuming this gentleman may have cheated in the past, but maybe... But for the sake
it
of the game...
It sounds like it from there.
I bet he'd find an alien to have it off with. It wasn't worth all the effort.
It is something that I haven't quite been able to do until now, he added. He says he has a passion for collecting contemporary art, Japanese antiques, supercars, wine, etc. Last year, he announced he was giving away £7 million to his Twitter followers in an effort to spark debate in Japan about the merits of a universal basic income. Well, okay.
That kind of petered out, didn't it, that story?
Chucking his money about. Maybe he's been leaving it in County Durham as well.
Dwarves?
Well, I thought it was spelt with a V, but I've seen it with an F.
Dwarves are being lured into prostitution.
What?
With the offer of big money to fulfil the perverted fantasies of sickos. By the way, it's a great picture. It's not to do with this story, but it's on this page. Of Helen Mirren with Paul Chuckle. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, she went and saw him in pantomime. That's a great picture, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah,
now, if I didn't know that was real, I would think that was a Photoshop.
I saw that yesterday, and there's a bigger picture floating around, but it's Helen Mirren and Paul Chuckle. It's a great picture. Dwarfs are being lured... 0344-499-1000. Call straight to air if you want. Dwarfs are being lured into prostitution with the offer of big money to fulfil the perverted fantasies of sickos. Many who work as slaves on boozy stag and hendus told the Daily Star they are inundated with offers by drunks looking to live out their dream one-night stands. A one-night stand is different to prostitution. They are two separate things, would you agree?
So what is it? They're being offered money to do it, or they're being chatted up?
Here they call it one-night stands, but now we're getting into the money.
Right.
Despite many refusing, others admit they are tempted by the easy money. One female dwarf, who did not want to be named, said she was paid $2,500 for a night of pleasure. Holy jackamole. She explained, it was hard to turn down the cash. I was skint and my rent was due. But that's, unfortunately, what happens to a lot of, primarily young women, but also young men.
I was going to say, if you replace that scenario with hostesses in clubs...
Yeah.
I imagine it's similar.
I've had all sorts of requests.
Why are they perverts? The suggestion is that these people are...
Dressing up, I was going to think about having sex with a smaller person is abnormal. I've had all sorts of requests. A lot of men like me to dress up in Disney costumes. They're freaks, but at least they pay well. Okay. Another dwarf revealed she was recently propositioned during a stag do while dressed as an Oompa Loompa. I said, you're weird, mate. I'm covered in green paint. That didn't put him off, and he offered me $2,000 for a quickie.
Wow.
Okay, I don't think I believe any of that story that I just read there, so I apologise. Let's go to line one. One, you're on the wireless. Tonight on the Larry Sanders Show, we've got Elvis Costello, the hilarious funny man Carrot Top, and Dr. Ruth Westheimer. But now, here's Larry.
Isn't it the theme from Roseanne?
No, it's Larry Sanders.
Is it? Gosh, from the same factory.
Oh, well, let's hear the Roseanne.
That sounds like a break from Roseanne. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Let's hear the Roseanne theme, because that was definitely Larry Sanders.
Yeah.
Thank you for that call. I enjoyed that. Let's have a little look-see. Completely different.
No, but I thought it might be a...
That's completely different. Completely different.
It wasn't always this slow.
All right, let's try. Here we go. It was this slow. This is the actual opening titles.
Wow, okay.
They're sat at the table arguing. Pinky Promise. Just like the humour in it was always that slow. really.
I used to like Roseanne.
Before she became a racist Nazi.
Wow, yeah. And you can't
stop bandying the word racist Nazi around. She talked about cooking Jews. Yeah, that was the thing, wasn't it? Yeah. That was the thing. That was the joke.
Amongst other things, as well as...
That was the joke.
Didn't she call a woman of colour, Planet of the Apes?
Oh, yeah. There was...
And then it was, I didn't know she was black.
Yeah, and then
she blamed it on the...
Sunshine.
No,
she blamed it on the moonlight.
No.
Blamed it on the good times.
No, medication.
That's what you need. 03, we're on fire tonight.
Those racist pills.
We are on fire tonight. 0344 499 1000. Let me find. What have we got here? A student collapses every time she starts... poor Rita Rora. She's done a photo shoot and forgot to put any trousers or a skirt on. A student collapses every time she starts laughing due to a rare brain condition. Billy Hodgson suffers from cataplexy, meaning that any strong emotion, particularly laughter, makes her pass out. The 17-year-old said, I'm a bubbly person, so to go from that to feeling like I can't laugh is strange. My friends try not to be funny, and if they make me laugh, they feel like they have to apologise. Mm. When I'm with them, I tend not to be involved in funny situations. We joke about it, like friends do, because it's a funny thing
in itself.
Don't
be joking.
No, exactly.
Serious discussions only. Have you seen this tortoise that's being allowed off?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Sex-mad giant tortoise saves his entire species from extinction by fathering over 800. I'm guessing other tortoises.
Dirty get.
A hero tortoise has saved his entire species with the power of sex, says the Daily Star.
The power of sex!
Randy Reptile Diego was one of several Galapagos giant tortoises selected to be part of a breeding program on Santa Cruz Island off the southwestern coast of California. At the time, the Galapagos giant tortoise was in danger of extinction. There are around 250,000 tortoises on the island when they were discovered in the 16th century, and the island's name is Spanish for tortoise. Jorge Carrion, well...
Not really.
Jorge Carrion...
Well, what is it Spanish for? It's not tortoise.
Galapagos.
Yeah, what is it Spanish? I know what Galapagos is. It's Galapagos.
I thought the tortoise was named after the island rather than the other way around.
What is Galapagos? What does it mean in English?
It's a place.
Right, yeah, okay. So what is Spanish for tortoise? You speak Spanish, Catherine.
Tortuga.
So Tortoro.
Tortuga.
Tortoro.
Tortuga. Oh, actually, maybe that's turtle. And maybe Galapagos is tortoise.
So you don't speak Spanish. all these years.
I mean, there's not been a lot of tortoise talk, I'm going to be honest.
Excuse me. I'm talking now. Excuse me. Sit down. All these years, you've been crowing over me because you can speak Spanish. And it turns out you can't speak Spanish. You can't speak it.
I'm just checking.
Liar!
No, it's Tortuga. I was right.
So you can't speak Spanish?
I can, I was just checking.
What does Galapagos mean in English?
Galapagos.
Oh, you're going to get a Salapagos in a minute. Matty is blocked. He says she wouldn't pass out listening to the late night alternative. You're blocked. Yes, line one.
The big battle today between Maroon 5 and the Saturdays.
Maroon 5 and the Saturdays. Wow, remember when music was good? Mm. When it was Maroon 5 versus the Saturdays? Why can't we go back to that?
Battle of the bands, innit?
Instead of ZZ and H.
How did it go again?
French kisses. I make you say, okay, French kisses. I make you say, ooh la la, ooh la la. Do it in your daddy's car. Oh. I'll give you the French kisses.
Do it in your daddy's car?
Yeah, why not?
That bit.
Why not? Let's do it in dad's car. My dad's dead.
Not in the Skoda.
Not in the Skoda. Don't stain the seats of the Skoda. Finish your horny tortoise story.
Oh, yeah,
please.
That horny tortoise. Jorge Carrion, director of Galapagos National...
What a carry-on.
Galapagos National Park Service said about 1,800 tortoises have been returned to Española and now with the natural
Spain.
Reproduction... No, it's an island.
Española is Spain. It's Spanish.
No, it means Spanish woman. Approximately 2,000 tortoises.
I've been told that H has also recorded a single as well as ZZ, but with a guy called Willie as well.
No, come on.
Apparently so. Good evening, Daryl.
Been Willie mad.
Good evening, everybody.
Keep out of this, boy. We're talking about horny tortoise.
Anyway, yeah. Diego's 100 years old. He's weighing about 13
That's
stone.
That's like Des O'Connor.
He's 3 foot long and at full stretch around 5 feet tall.
It won't... It doesn't... Why would the microphones in this place...
What's going on?
It needs to waggle that around.
Waggle that?
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Oh.
That's not right.
That isn't right, is it?
It's improvisation, you know.
Anyway, they're letting him have a rest now because he's shattered.
That's some child support and a half, isn't it, there?
Evening, Darren. Look at this. He's got a little desk he's brought with him. What's that?
I have spent a lot of money on an iPad Pro.
It's like a little computer and it's like... You open it and there's a keyboard.
I don't need it.
It's like a book.
I don't need it. I literally don't need it.
But you look...
I've got a Mac, and it's that. Yeah. I've got what you've got, a Mac.
But you know what you've got now that you've never had before? Our respect.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Thank never you. Had you can literally before. Buy that. That's perfect.
It's
That's good to know.
I respect him a lot.
Do
he
I smell
like the
all
future,
right?
Don't say.
Do I smell all right today?
Have you ever sniffed?
I have. Come and have a sniff. Come and have a little sniff. Come and have a little, just a little,
right?
Sniff, little sniff.
Yeah, fresh.
Yeah.
Links Africa, isn't it?
It is. Because, not through choice, I am quick to add. But well done. Because I think every male in the United Kingdom knows instantly the smell of Links Africa.
Yeah, of course.
We've all grown up on it. But I forgot, I did that thing, you know, where you leave the house and you're not quite sure if you've deodorized.
So you have to pop into Boots or something.
No, thankfully John, the producer, who has literally chosen to own Links Africa.
Yeah.
He looks older than 15.
He does, doesn't
he? It's been Christmas.
I suppose it has.
So I'm linked up and I feel good. I feel well. Are you well? Are you well?
Did you sniff it or did you spray it under your eyes? Behaving very strangely.
No, I'm good. I'm just on good form, that's all. Is there something wrong with being on good form?
There's nothing
wrong.
Shall
I put it back in the box?
I don't recognise it because we've not been on good form since 2006. Daryl is up next. I thoroughly recommend you stay listening, dear listener. We'll be back tonight at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much, Amy. Thank you, Catherine. This is Talk Radio.
We are Talk Radio.